303-help. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
AM 760 in HD.
This is Jay Marvin, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Breaking with the president's Iraq policy.
It is dangerously irresponsible.
A 180 on domestic spying.
The White House saw the handwriting on the wall.
The alleged Missouri kidnapper.
Considered a suspect in the 1991 disappearance of a third boy.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. President Bush's revamped Iraq policy, complete with escalating U.S. troop involvement, is threatening to split the Grand Old Party. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the Senate is moving closer to a bipartisan resolution opposing the president's Iraq war strategy. It's a non-binding measure, but it moves the administration closer to a policy showdown with Congress. Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel describes the Bush plan as irresponsible.
To put American lives in the middle of a clearly defined tribal sectarian civil war is wrong.
Spokesman Tony Snow had the White House response.
If they don't support the president's plan, what is theirs?
The president's been lobbying key Republicans to support his strategy. A Senate vote on this resolution is expected within 2 weeks. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Another round of funerals today in Iraq and more bloodshed. At least 19 people have been killed. Trying to prevent more violence is a major part of the load carried by U.S. troops. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick's been on patrol with one unit in the Capitol.
The Charlie Company of the 1st Squadron 40th Cavalry patrols by foot in South Baghdad along the Tigris River because they can more easily avoid improvised explosive devices. In Arab Jabor, most of the residents are Sunni, oppose the current government, and support the insurgency. Snipers hide in the date palm groves, and these troops return fire.
What direction is he heading?
There are no Iraqi police here and very few Iraqi soldiers. Because Iraqi security forces are mainly Shiite, this Sunni area would be simply too dangerous for them to operate in. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, along the Tigris River.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki tells the London Times that there wouldn't be the need for so many American troops if the U.S. would give Iraqi forces enough weapons. And a Marine corporal today will plead guilty to unpremeditated murder in the killing of an Iraqi man last year. It's an administration about face, and it's sure to draw plenty of questions today when Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez appears before the Senate Judiciary Committee. After months of fighting, the White House has agreed that a secret panel of judges can oversee its controversial program of domestic surveillance. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The White House knew it would get its legal butt kicked either by Congress or the courts if it would have pursued the program the way it had been operating. So now at least the administration can say it is cooperating with Congress and within the purview of the law. It's a political solution to what was becoming a growing legal problem for President Bush.
Democrats in the House are ready to put a cap on their initial list of legislative priorities.
On the last of the six bills promised in the first 100 hours, House Democrats are setting their sights on the oil companies. And will vote today to roll back some $14 billion in tax benefits and reduced royalties they enjoy. Just yesterday, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer issued a report saying all this largesse hasn't helped consumers at all.
We don't get a drop more oil or gas for all this royalty relief that we give to these very, very profitable companies.
The Democrats' bill would use the new money the government would get from the oil companies to encourage alternative fuels. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's arraignment day for the Missouri man accused of abducting two boys, including one who went missing 4 years ago. CBS's Jim Crisula has more from St. Louis.
41-year-old Michael Devlin will be arraigned through a video hookup on a charge of kidnapping 13-year-old Ben Ownby early last week. Police say they found the boy in Devlin's St. Louis area apartment, along with 15-year-old Sean Hornbeck. Devlin has now been charged with abducting Hornbeck 4-plus years ago. Devlin is considered a suspect in the 1991 disappearance of a third boy. Like Hornbeck, Charles Henderson was 11 years old and riding his bike when he vanished.
It's a travel tale that has officials asking a lot of questions. 9-year-old Simaji Booker didn't like living in suburban Tacoma, Washington. He wanted to be with his grandfather in Texas, so he ran away, bluffed his way into obtaining a boarding pass for 2 Southwest Airlines flights, landing in San Antonio, where he was picked up. Simaji's mother, Sakina, says she's stunned.
He just made a decision and said, well, I'm going to get there, basically. And how he got there is a wonder to me.
The airline says it's investigating. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. 2 bodies found, and Colorado Springs fire investigators will continue to look for any more victims of that big apartment fire.
The identities of the fire victims have not been determined.
Due to the instability of the building and the ongoing firefighting efforts, recovery of the remains will be accomplished as soon as practical.
Springs Police Department has arrested a 36-year-old man on first-degree murder charges. They're looking for other possible suspects. More than a dozen people remain unaccounted for. Cell phones are everywhere these days. Now they'll start showing up on some accident investigation forms. Colorado state troopers are starting to ask motorists involved in fender benders whether they were using their cell phone at the time. Now, a yes answer will not mean more trouble for the driver, but could help authorities determine if the phones are a threat to public safety. And a woman accused of leaving dog feces at the office of conservative Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave goes on trial May 15th. 63-year-old Kathleen Enns was arrested last summer on a misdemeanor charge of use of a noxious substance. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning. We're just starting off with a couple of isolated problems on eastbound I-70. Had a three-car wreck out on East Colfax. That's near East 470. It's not causing a lot of delays right now on the far side of town. Reports also of a crash eastbound I-70 at Genesee due to blowing snow in the high country. So you still want to be careful as you head out. Could run into some slick spots and definitely visibility problems. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Energy hog to team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
This should be fun, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on. Someone's home.
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait for me.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, do you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Minorities are getting cancer as much as ever. Dr. Jenny Romero of the Ralph Lauren Cancer Center.
We know that in this country, people who are uninsured or have low income, you know, have a higher incidence and a higher mortality from cancers.
So we know how to extend this improvement. Think of what we could do.
We can actually make an impact early
in the way that these affect patients, meaning we can actually do early screening and prevention in every one of these cancers.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing 3 times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you 3 free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL, risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
The Osgood File, January 18th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
To hear some James Brown. Do you realize that he's still not buried?
Yeah. They're talking about, what, building a mausoleum or something?
23 days above the ground since he died. He's not buried. Man, that's gruesome. Good morning, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6. Mostly sunny, high today, 27, a little bit breezy out there. Jay Marvin, John M., John Turk, who produces the show. And we're hanging in here this morning. Chance of snow starting on Saturday, about a 30% chance of snow on Saturday. Saturday night, about a 20% slight chance. Sunday, a 20% slight chance. Sunday night, just a slight chance. Enough's enough.
I've had it. I haven't been able to get in my driveway for almost a month.
No, enough's enough. What is this, Central Michigan?
Yeah, you know.
Give me a break.
I came out here because I thought this was different, that, you know, there's snow one day and then 60 degrees the next. That's how it's been the 8 years I've been here until now.
I know. Last time I was here, it was the same way. Mm. A lot of sunshine, a lot of blue skies, not too much snow. I think we had a 21-inch day once on a Saturday. And now, it just won't stop.
If I wanted this kind of weather, I'd move to Bangor.
Yeah, we won't see the ground until spring.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Well, we do have some positive developments this morning. For those of you that are up this early, I don't know how many of you saw this on the news last night or heard about it overnight, but the Bush administration has finally conceded that they do not have the authority to domestically wiretap vis-a-vis the NSA spy program without first going to a FISA court, and so they have finally agreed to use the FISA court. That's a huge victory for us and our civil liberties. And an about-face by an administration who, I believe, knows in their heart that trouble is coming, that they have pulled all this stuff and it's illegal, and that they're not going to get any court in this country to go along and say yes, and they know that they're headed for trouble. And so they're making a reversal.
Even on their Supreme Court. You know, I guess they figured the handwriting was on the wall that even the high justices were going to go against them.
Yeah. So that right there, that little development is a good one, that they're going to go to FISA, which they should have done all along, which I argued with numerous conservatives about on this program, and even argued with then-Governor Bill Owens about it. That I couldn't believe that, you know, anybody would be able to not be able to read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, nor would they be able to read the FISA law that it was written.
Now, if we can just restore habeas corpus.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there with all that stuff. We will get there with all of those things. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be looked at. There's a lot of stuff left to do. You know, one of the things that they're going to have to do, and I want to talk about this more next week when we have time to get into it, is they're going to go over these hearings about letting these gas and oil companies get out of these tax breaks on these royalties, these huge royalties. So they've been stealing the American public blind.
Oh.
And that's under the Republican Congress. And so we'll get somebody on here to talk about that, and that's hopefully next week.
Well, you know, see, what's always bugged me about this whole Republican Congress is that they let the lobbyists for the various major industries write the laws.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. Right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsave.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
And her nickname for me is Meyer. Meyer, whining Jewish old man. You know, Meyer, don't be a Meyer. So she said to me, either you do this or I'm going to handcuff you to the table. And man, you know, that's embarrassing to go through that.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine going into Rose or to St. Joe's or wherever and saying, yeah, man, I've been able to hang a hat on it for the last 4 hours. Or how about if you call the paramedics? Are there any paramedics out there that have ever gotten a call about this? And the bus shows up at your house?
That's a great episode.
How do you walk to the car? Bow-legged? How do you sit down and drive the car? Something's interfering with the steering wheel. I don't know.
How would you like to have better sex?
Yeah,
Tim Isaac, president and CEO of Farmers Own Laboratories. We strive to bring you the best of the best in all natural products that will fit into your active lifestyle. We're the first to bring you this advanced all-natural formula guaranteed to improve your sex life. Viaprin is the hottest, most convenient sexual enhancement product on the market. It's designed to boost libido and enhance your experience from beginning to end. You and your partner will enjoy that spine-tingling, toe-curling euphoria again, again, and again. Simply slip a breast.
I never had that in my first marriage.
Spine-tingling, euphoria, curling, euphoria.
You'll be calling back for more Viaprin.
All right, I know people are out there going, what is he talking about? Why is he out doing this when we should be talking about serious stuff?
Remember when they came out that first Levitra ad and the guy, the gal standing on the porch, and the guy is out there and he's throwing the football through the
tunnel. Oh, yeah, right.
From a rope. Can you be more obvious?
My favorite is when the announcer says something, I'm paraphrasing this, but the announcer says, you may be in the mood, but your Sleeping Beauty may not. She's sitting there nodded off.
Right, right.
Now you have extra time. Oh, man. All right.
And
think about this, though. You know what? Think about this. The thing to do medically these days is to treat stuff at the point of prescription, of meds. You know, before I had this operation, I used to take a whole bag full of pills. Now I don't take anything hardly at all.
That's great.
But think about all the people who have to and all the money that's exchanged. No wonder we can't come up with a national health care plan in this country. And no wonder, Big Pharma, influences government because they got plenty of cash to spend. All right, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Employee of the Month, Gridiron Gang, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841. We're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, Brother James, go ahead. 23 days counting, and James is still above the ground.
Baby, baby, I got the feeling.
I'm always asking this. We don't have Mother Popcorn by James Brown, do we? One of my favorite songs.
That's a great one. We don't have it. I've looked for it for months, and we don't have it.
I wonder why they don't have it in there. All right, good morning. It's 627, 27 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 27. Let's get into this. Yesterday, Senator Hillary Clinton was all over the media. All over the media. She held a news conference. She made statements about Iraq. She was prominently in the limelight, having returned from a trip to Iraq with Senator Evan Bayh and also Representative John McHugh, who is a congressman in New York. And the big question here right now is about the clash of the so-called titans or giants. That's Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. We've discussed each separately and together here on the air. And the San Francisco Chronicle did a review of their first 2 years of voting in the Senate, and their voting, listen to this, is absolutely exactly the same. But how about their stance on Iraq? Now, if you go to Obama's website, not the exploratory committee now, you got to go to a senatorial website.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them? them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
No more money. There's no money to send these people over. Then what are you going to do? That's what I would be in favor of. Hillary Clinton is not in favor of this. Barack Obama, as far as I know, is not in favor of it either. But I'd love to get you on the phone here. I'd love to see what you have to say about Hillary, and I'd love to see what you say about her idea that she does not support cutting funding for American troops, but she does support cutting the funding for Iraqi forces if the Iraqi government does not meet certain conditions, that she wants a troop cap to be set for January the 1st, and the idea of placing caps on troops, and of course the White House has rejected all of this, and in Clinton's bill that she's going to introduce, if the Iraqis cannot show progress after 6 months, require Bush to get congressional authority for additional troops in Iraq. To me, that's just too middle of the road.
Yeah, you know, she's...
How about for you?
She's triangulating.
Yeah, is that too middle of the road for you?
That's, you know, my knock on Hillary is the fact that every time she opens her mouth, you can see the wheels turning, and she's trying to figure out how to take the middle of the road position. You know, you get the impression when you hear Obama speak that he's just coming off the cuff. Maybe, you know, it probably isn't, but you know, he seems like he is. But and Bill Clinton was the same way. He always seemed like he was coming off the cuff on it. But Hillary seems like she's actively thinking, okay, how can I not offend too many people with this position?
All right, I got four lines open here early in the morning. 303-713-7600. And tell me what you think of Senator Hillary Clinton's idea. Tell me how you feel about it. Or do you fall into the camp that a lot of us fall into, which is we want to see the funding for the escalation cut off? You want to see the funding for the escalation
exactly.
cut off? Yeah, okay. You're in the same position I'm in.
Yep.
All right. Anybody else out there in that position? Or are there those of you out there who like Hillary's position? 303-713-7600, four open lines. We'll get to your calls if you make them. Coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 632. 32 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
We're off to a good start here in the city. Just the normal buildups now. North side, eastbound 270 filling in. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Boulder Turnpike approaching Pecos. Final cleanup for a couple of wrecks. Eastbound I-70, we had one on the east side near Colfax. The other in the high country at Genesee. Neither one really causing any major traffic jam. Highway 93, which was shut down yesterday due to treacherous driving conditions, is open this morning.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Would you like to feel energized, invigorated, feel better again? Daily, you hear about chemicals in your environment, and research shows toxins harm your body. Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue can help you. Experience safe and easy ways for internal body cleansing. It's a new year, so make it a new you. Restore and rejuvenate yourself at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760 Blue List.
Two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease?
It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
My experiences underscored my concerns based on both what I saw and what I did not see. We saw American service men and women performing bravely and magnificently, and we also saw a strategy that is not working.
Ooh, that's what Hillary should have done. She should have played some Led Zeppelin when she came out on the podium. Wow. All right, stop it, Jay. Stop it, for God's sakes. 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour. High today, 27. Don't gripe, but more snow on the way this weekend. All right, we're talking about Hillary's idea to cap troop levels and also offering legislation that would cut off funds for security forces and private sector private security contractors who guard many Iraqi leaders to show that the U.S. Government is serious and that they would have to meet certain benchmarks, as opposed to where maybe a lot of us are, which is we want funding for the escalation cutoff. Now, Barack Obama says, in comparison to Hillary, in October 2002, before being elected to the U.S. Senate, Barack Obama, this is on his website, made a speech opposing the Bush administration's plan to go to war in Iraq because he felt it was ill-conceived venture which would require U.S. occupation for undetermined length at undetermined costs at undetermined consequences, and he turned out to be exactly right. Now, as a U.S. senator, Obama has continued to critique the administration's mishandling of this war, and he believes that while our troops have done an excellent job, an outstanding job, there can be no military solution to what is inherently a political conflict between Iraqis warring factions. The only hope to end this civil war is for Shiites and Sunnis and Kurds to come together and resolve their differences. And that's why Senator Obama agrees with the Iraq Study Group conclusion that we must begin phased redeployment. So that's where Barack is at. Barack is on the phased redeployment radar. Hillary, on the other hand, is not on the phased deployment radar. Hillary is totally and completely on another level. So where do you stand between these two Democratic front runners? Who do you side with on this, and or do you disagree with both of them and you definitely just want the funds cut?
Yeah, the opinion polls seem to be all over the place. The American public
does. Yeah, the American public does not want the funds cut.
No.
So they don't want that. That's out of the mainstream belief. But they do in the polls. They do talk about wanting redeployment.
Yeah, I mean, this is the schizophrenic nature of it. They're against a funding cut, yet at the same time, what, only 12% support the surge. So it's, you know, it's like everybody's all over the place, which is understandable why the Democrats are having a hard time coming up with any kind of position on it.
But the damnedest thing is there's no way to stop George W. Bush except to take away his money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be my argument. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Matt in Aurora. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good this morning, man.
Really? All right. How'd the operation go? Good?
Good, yeah. The recovery's kind of was a little rough at times, but yeah, man, I've lost a ton of weight. Trust me, I'm like three size pants sizes down.
He looks already marvelous. He looks marvelous.
Would you recommend it then?
Yes, absolutely. If you go to Dr. Snyder.
Snyder, okay. All right. Well, so my opinion on this is, I don't think he's going to stop George Bush from doing the search. He's going to do that, whether he gets the money or not. I think I'm correct in assuming that. That's just the nature, his nature, is that he's going to send them regardless, whether you get the money or not. And that could blow up in the face of our elected official, you know, our Congress that we just put in. Because it could, you know, Rove would obviously spin it to look like, oh, see, you're not patriotic. You know how that goes.
Well, I think that's what a lot of, we've talked about this before on the air. I mean, I think that's what a lot of Democrats are scared of. A lot of Democrats are scared that independents and people who are uncommitted and are neither very, very right or very, very left are going to turn to the Democrats and say, okay, you're anti-troop, you're not patriotic, and here's what you did. You wanted to take money away from our kids who are stuck in this god-awful situation. But I maintain that the way to get around that is to stand up and say, look, what we're talking about is we're talking about using a scalpel here, not a hatchet, and we're only talking about cutting the funds for the escalation and nothing more.
Right, right, and they need to make that clear that, you know, they need to spin it on George Bush and that administration to say, you know, you're irresponsible if you do send them and we don't give you the money. We're not giving you the money because we don't want that spent. Make it very clear to the American public and to the president, this is why we don't want to fund it. You know, it has to be clear and has to be very plain and understandable for a lot of people who are easily misled. You have people on the right that just, they want to see it their way. They want to see it, you know. The Democrats are in a really bad situation because either way, you know, it could cut them either way. If they do, then what happened? What did we put you there for? If they don't, you're not patriotic. So they're in a tricky situation.
Well, the situation that they're using now is this non-binding resolution, and Obama is going to introduce a bill that's going to call for redeployment. So of the two, between Hillary and Obama, which one are you more comfortable with? Or are you comfortable with neither because you feel like neither goes far enough?
I don't understand the redeployment. If he redeploys, I would like to see them pull the troops, a good number of the troops back, maybe put them in Afghanistan, you know, in a place within striking distance. Which what is that? That's like on the other side of Iran?
Yeah, or put them in Kuwait.
Yeah, but, I mean, that wouldn't be serving much. That could be more productive in Afghanistan because we are in battles in Afghanistan. We're trying to, keep the number of Taliban down, and they would be more productive there than Kuwait. You know, they'd be just sitting in Kuwait, although it probably strategically it might be a better position for them to be in. For the possibility of what might happen in Iraq.
Well, that's another thing about Hillary Clinton's plan. Hillary Clinton wants 2,300 more troops for Afghanistan, but, of course, doesn't say where we're going to get the 2,300 troops. Matt, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey, no problem. Thanks. Good
Hang
luck.
In there. Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back, Jay.
Oh, thank you.
Well, first of all, I want the plans combined, and I do think we need to shift focus to Afghanistan and out of Iraq, because Afghanistan is falling apart, and the commanders in Afghanistan are screaming for more troops because they suspect that there's some big problems brewing there between Afghanistan and Pakistan. And, I think that's our first priority. That's why we went over to begin with. I do think we have to get out of Baghdad. We're fighting different wars in every part of that country. And there are certain places where there is al-Qaeda, up in the northern provinces, where we need to focus our troops, but our troops should not be in the middle of a civil war, which is, and these death squads that is happening in Baghdad. And we need to get our guys out of there.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly, agree
with that. They're just targets. Having said all that, my next president, whoever that may be, is going to be the person who can inspire me that there is going to be a true change in the way we do business and get me excited again about politics and not the same old, same old. And unfortunately, Hillary, I think, will make a fantastic senator, but I don't like her style for president, and I think she brings too much negative, and that's just personally me.
All right, what about her plan? What about her plan? You don't think it goes far enough?
I don't think it goes far enough. I love the idea that she's going to be holding, basically, she's saying she's going to cut funding without saying she's going to cut funding. She's targeting the contractors, and she's targeting other things other than, quote-unquote, our troops. And she is freezing the troop level to 1 January, which basically says no surge. So, I thought it was a tremendously clever speech, and everything that she said needs to be done in conjunction with getting our troops out of Baghdad.
All right, what about Obama's idea? For redeployment.
Basically, that's it. Start redeploying. Get the people first. The first place that we got to get the troops out of is Baghdad, and move them out. And like I like Murtha when he says beyond borders eventually. But that's going to take. People don't understand when we say redeploy. It's going to take probably a full year to get them totally out of Iraq, if the plan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'll take a year.
I mean, they're not going to just turn around and start yanking people out.
Yeah, it'll take a year. It'll take a year easily. And so the two plans and the two candidates, who would you pick?
Oh, I definitely would go with Obama, but not because of the Iraq plan. I mean, that's part of it, because he's been against the war, but he inspires me. I haven't been inspired by a candidate, to be quite honest with you, since Bobby Kennedy. And when he got assassinated, there was a piece of me that, piece of my optimism and the piece of my hope and love of this country, and I was in the military at that time, just failed, just went away. And it has never been brought back, because every candidate that gets up there is the same, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. Talking points, da-da-da, da-da-da. Everybody says the same thing, and Obama does it too. I'm not saying he's, clean of this. But there's something about him that draws people together, whether they be Republican or Democrats. It's not a Republican issue and a Democrat issue.
You know
with
what?
Him.
You know something? Because most things, if you really look at it, are not Republican Democrat
issues.
Exactly. You know what they are? They're issues of right and wrong. That's what they are. They're moral issues of right and wrong. Carol, I
got
to go. Thank you,
you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Hillary, are you impressed with her Iraqi stance versus Obama's? Weigh in on this. And maybe you disagree. I'd love to hear from a conservative caller about this. Don't you think this is really a bipartisan thing? I mean, don't you think this is a matter of right and wrong? Don't you think most things are a matter of that, of like what's right and what's wrong? And it doesn't always have to be hooked up with the idea that, well, you stand on one side and I stand on the other. I mean, don't we have common rights and wrongs in this country? Or maybe I'm wrong and we don't. Anyway,
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org
or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality and early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I would like to see us cap the number of American troops in Iraq at the level that we had as of January 1st and begin to deploy them out of Baghdad and eventually out of Iraq.
There's Hillary Clinton. It's 6:52, 52 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny. High today, 27. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about Hillary and Obama and about their ideas versus what many of us think we ought to do, which is cut the funding for the surge, not the troops as a whole. Let's go to Deb in Broomfield. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to say something about Hillary. Hillary appears to be trying to ride the fence. I know that her speech is sort of meticulous so that she can say she's not. But I think that it just sort of typifies what the Republicans are saying about the Democrats, is that nobody really has a plan. And I think it's because this is a time not to ride the fence, not to try and appeal to everybody. This is a time to call right, right, and wrong, wrong. And we have to do that. We have no credibility if we don't stand up and say, this is right, this is wrong, I'm not playing to both sides.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, I would say so. The time to play to both sides is over with. The time to stand up now and take an informed stance is now. It's not later, but it's now. Because it is a matter of right and wrong. Deb, thank you. Good call.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Vito in Aurora. Vito, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you're looking for a conservative to call, and I'm pretty conservative. And I just wanted to ask you about your your position on not funding the surge. I've only been listening to YouTube for about 15 minutes this morning, so I apologize if I missed anything. I just wanted to give you an example. Say, for example, if the Red Cross wanted to send down, you know, 50 carpenters down to New Orleans as a surge to help fix the situation down there and rebuild, but they decided not to refund them or not to fund that surge, how does that seem logical?
Well, it seems very logical, because if you send 50 carpenters to New Orleans to help in the reconstruction and you want to label that a surge, if those 50 carpenters aren't going to get anything done and it's not going to make a difference one way or the other, then you're wasting your money, and you're also possibly, well, in the case of New Orleans, you wouldn't be putting their lives on the line, but you would be engaging in something that would be folly, that there might be a better way to get it done. In the case of the surge that the administration wants, I don't believe, nor do a lot of people believe, and I'm not alone, and there are also Republicans who believe this, and there are military people who believe it, and all kinds of analysts who believe it, that the 21,000 that the administration wants to put in is not going to fix the situation. And it's also going to put those 21,000, it's going to put more American lives at risk.
Then simply don't send them. I mean, that's my point.
But you have a leadership, though, that doesn't listen and can't read the signs and doesn't see what's going on, or refuses to accept. I mean, no matter who talks, no matter what party they're from, no matter what they say, you have leadership that doesn't listen. So what do you do if Congress and the White House are co-equal branches of government, and if those people that are sent to Congress are there to represent you and I, and the majority of the American people in the polls indicate that they don't support it either and that they don't want it, then what are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do if the president says, well, I'm going to do it anyway?
You can't have one without the other. And my point is, with the carpenter analogy, is, number one, how do you know it's not going to help? Nobody knows until it's going to happen. I mean, you can predict. People predict a lot of things. People predicted the number of casualties and the tens of thousands and so forth. That didn't come true. So, I mean, there's a possibility that they – you're probably right. I mean, they're probably right. I agree. I personally do not believe it's going to make any difference. However, if you're going to make that plunge, if you're going to make that move, it only seems logical to also fund them. Same thing with the carpenters. You're going to send 50 carpenters down there, and you may not think it's going to help, but why send them then?
Well, I see exactly where you're coming from. And the only reason I bring up the cutting out of the funding for the surge is because it's the only weapon, it's the only power that Congress has to stop this guy who is hell-bent on doing what he wants to do, despite the fact that numerous people from A to Z have told him that this is not going to work and it could make things worse. And let me throw one last thing in here.
All right.
Let's go on his track record. What has George Bush or this administration said about Iraq that has turned out to be true?
I'm not disputing that. Matter of fact, you know, I totally agree with you with respect to what has actually happened, and for the most part. However, for this specific situation, I think it is simply not only counterproductive, but it can actually harm that surge. So you're basically putting these troops not only in harm's way, but you're escalating that harm's way by virtue of not funding them. So I really don't think it's prudent to do that. So I can understand your point. What you basically want to do is you want to create a crisis for George Bush is what you want to do.
No, I want to force his hand, and I want to make it so
that he can't. Well, that's exactly what you're doing.
I want to make it so that he can't do it because there's no money there.
Right, you're creating a crisis, and you know, creating a crisis for our people, for our sons and daughters, I think it's just irrational. And
well, I don't think it. You know what? I don't think it's irrational, because if I had more time on the phone, I would ask you. Well, I don't. I've got to go to the top of the. All right, I'll hold you over.
I understand.
I would ask you what your plan would be to stop a guy who is hell bent on doing what he wants to do. Vito, I got to run, man. Thank you. Call me again.
Okay, right.
All right. Coming up next, free speech or downright mischief. We'll talk about it.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up afternoon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder, and on AM760.net.
It's the chemical that gets smokers hooked. And a new Harvard report claims the level of nicotine in cigarettes has gone up since 1997. Harvard's Dr. Greg Connolly says that puts the lie to the claim by tobacco companies that they're trying to keep young people from smoking.
What we found was a real increase between 1997, 1998, and 2005. There were fluctuations, but when you look at the trend analysis, it was significant and it was real.
Philip Morris takes issue with Connolly's work. It says tobacco content varies over time, but has not gone up. Been to TJ Maxx lately? How about Home Goods, Marshalls? There's a chance you've been hacked. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what does the company that owns these stores have to say?
Well, on the web and the pages for the stores, the important words, customer alert, in capital letters. And on the phone?
Our company has suffered an unauthorized intrusion into its computer systems.
Computer systems hacked late last year, and some customer data is gone. What kind of info and how much still isn't clear.
The hackers that broke into these systems are going to be brokering this information online.
So Internet security pro Robert Siciliano says if you shopped at TJ Maxx, Home Goods, and Marshalls, watch your credit statements. Frank?
What's in your wallet? Maybe a few dollars to spare. The government says consumer prices were up only 2.5% last year, best showing since 2003. New figures on home building show the housing slump may be leveling off. December new starts were up for the second month in a row, up 4.5%. But economist Mark Zandi's taking that with a grain of salt.
It was a big increase in construction, but it's more mirage than reality. It was related to the extraordinarily warm weather in December.
In Washington, at least two Senate Republicans have signed on to co-sponsor a Democratic resolution against sending more troops to Iraq. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, President Bush can't be happy about that.
To say the least, Frank, the White House warns the debate on this measure sends all the wrong messages. Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel supports the resolution against the president's war policy.
I think it is dangerously irresponsible.
But the White House views the resolution as irresponsible, warning it could disrupt the war effort. Now look for a Senate vote on this issue within 2 weeks, followed quickly by House action, Frank.
What would you do if you saw snow? Dennis Thomas grabbed his camera. He lives just north of Los Angeles. In his neighborhood, snow is a big deal.
Big flakes of snow are coming down. So we went out to the front, and you couldn't believe it was just coming down so thick and heavy. It hasn't done that in almost 7-8 years.
In parts of the country slammed by last week's ice storm, a lot of people still don't have power, and supplies of food and other essentials are running low. Brian Evans works at the Easy Mart in McAllister, Oklahoma.
We've had to cannibalize other stores in the area to keep us running.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are pointing higher. They're ahead now by about 2 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, I'm here with the Tuttles from TLC's American Chopper.
Hey, this is Mike Paul Sr.
Paul Jr.
So, hey, Polly, I hear you're gearing up for a new season now on TLC, the Learning Channel.
What was?
He asked me a question.
Why do you do stupid things like that?
Hey, can you tell me about the new network, TLC?
I know who does more.
What about the new shop?
I think you're delusional.
You're an idiot.
And I'd like to thank everybody.
Shut up, Mike.
Oh, okay. Hey, all right, guys, thanks for coming in. Hey, everybody, don't forget, American Chopper premieres tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on TLC.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, cause here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh R.E. Turner is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp romaine. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go Outback.
Lowe's, for all your home improvement needs.
Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The search will resume today for any more victims of that big fire at a Colorado Springs apartment complex that injured 31 people and claimed at least two lives. 36-year-old Gene Johnson being held without bond on suspicion of first-degree murder for starting the fire that broke out early Tuesday. Firefighters so far have found two bodies in the rubble. It's too dangerous right now to look for more. State lawmakers have now backed a proposal to allow the state to negotiate to buy cheaper generic drugs and then sell them to eligible residents through pharmacies. That program's aimed at people who earn too much to qualify for Medicaid but can't afford health insurance. Protesters claim security measures that were in place for a 2003 meeting of NATO defense ministers in the Springs were so tight that they, the protesters, were kept completely out of sight. That claim's been made in federal court by a lawyer for a group of demonstrators suing the feds. And a state Senate panel has taken a step toward joining in the movement to bypass the Electoral College and award the presidency to the winner of the nationwide popular vote. The panel's tentatively approved a measure that would give Colorado's 9 electoral votes to the nationwide winner of the popular vote if other states also join in. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we have an average drive across Denver. Still no wrecks on freeways. Traffic just packed in now across Aurora. Those northbound lanes dragging from Parker all the way to I-70. Tough drive out of Thornton North Glen. Speeds dropping to the 20s. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike heavy with the usual snag near Federal. Weather today, partly cloudy. Going to be chilly. Windy in the foothills. High of 30. Right now we have a few clouds, 21 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save money on gas, make your next fill-up at a participating King Supers fuel center. You can save three.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail. A chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out. A chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
And you can get podcasts of this show at AM760.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com. Today.
The old don't shout fire in a crowded theater.
Right, exactly. Okay. And to me, that's pretty simple to understand. Yeah. Is that pretty simple for you to understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think most of us would say that. Now, there are those who and we've had the arguments about this throughout our history, We've had them on this radio show. I've had them on numerous other radio shows about there are those who would step forward and would say, but wait a minute, we have to curtail free speech under certain circumstances to protect security. And for the most part, I reject about 99.99% of those arguments.
Me too.
Yeah. I usually find some kind of faulty BS going on there.
Yeah.
And there are those in this society who try to stop free speech by labeling the person engaging in it to either be mentally insane, unpatriotic, a communist, which they don't do so much anymore, but they used to do in the 50s.
Pinko.
You know, pinko, fascist, racist, sexist, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Where I maintain that if you make racist or sexist comments or whatever, I mean, the First Amendment, I guess it's your right to do it. You make a jerk out of yourself.
Yeah, you ought to be an idiot.
Of course, so we also get in the whole area of hate speech.
Yeah.
And can you charge people, you know, for hate speech?
See, I got a problem with that, too. I'm such a defender of the First Amendment that, to me, it's, hey, you want to get out there and risk getting punched in the face. That's your business.
Yeah, I have a problem with it generally, too, unless you can prove that the person who did it incited other people and themselves into committing some kind of a hate crime.
Trying to incite violence.
Against somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. But if somebody came up to me and said, use a derogatory term for being Jewish, I mean, I'd more or less look at him and I'd fire back probably with some other comment, but more or less when you look at it, you got to think to yourself, well, you just made a public statement about who you really are.
Yeah, exactly.
So everybody knows what you're about.
Yeah, it's not that injurious to you. It's injurious to the idiot who said it.
Yeah, it's a self-inflicting wound.
Yeah.
Like the comedian Kramer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who did all that? Now that we're months out of that, and we're over all of that, who did he really injure throughout that whole entire thing?
Whatever little bit of a career he had left.
Yeah, he killed himself. He didn't kill anybody else.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that's true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. But there's a story today in the Denver West section of the Denver Post. This is a whole total different aspect of the free speech situation. And this harks back to things that we used to do as kids.
Yeah.
And then,
on Halloween.
And then hope that you didn't get caught for it, which is to... And I don't know... Well, let's get into the story here. What Weld County prosecutors see as a misuse of rancid pile of dog feces... Kathleen Enst, is that how you'd say her name?
Enst. Yes.
Enst, defense attorney, see as an expression of the First Amendment. Enst is accused of going into her backyard in May, obtaining a piece of excrement, placing it in an unwanted political mailer, and slipping it under the door of U.S. Representative Marilyn Musgrave. Now, we shouldn't be laughing. Stop laughing. You know, somebody's going to call up and go, you children.
I don't know, considering what you and I think of Marilyn Musgrave. I mean, it just seems to be apropos.
Yeah, but still. All right. Enz's attorneys argue that her conduct was a form of political protest that deserves protection and is as sacrosanct as Thomas Jefferson's railing against the King of England. They also cite Mr. Hankey.
That's Mr. Hankey the Christmas Pooh from South Park.
You smell just like flowers.
It's just unbelievable. How would you go to court and do this?
Okay, combining Thomas Jefferson and a piece of Christmas Pooh.
Yeah, Mr. Hankey, minus the sound effect, Mr. Hankey See,
you've seen him.
I can't even
see him.
Yes, of course. I can't even get through this. Okay, come on, Jay. Let's be a pro. They also cited.
I knew we couldn't get through.
They also cited You want to read the story?
They also cited Mr. Hanky, a television character on the adult cartoon show South Park, as evidence of how commonplace feces is for expressing disdain. Mr. Hanky is a talking piece of human waste that shows up every Christmas Eve to deliver presents to good little boys and girls whose diets have been high on fiber.
Okay, now check this out. Here's the other part about this story that's really weird. This woman, Ernst, is a Democrat.
One would make that assumption.
Yeah, yes. She was angered by repeatedly receiving mailings from Musgrave, a Republican whom she did not like. She decided to vent her frustration by packaging and presenting the feces according to court filings. She's 63 years old. She's a retired French professor at the University of Northern Colorado with a misdemeanor use of noxious substance charge standing against her. And she was an Angie Piccioni supporter, which, by the way, Marilyn Musgrave later blamed this on the Piccioni camp, naturally.
Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, isn't true. But the question I want to know this hour is, where do you fall on this? Do you think Ernst is actually exercising her right of free speech, or do you think that this is definitely a case of a misdemeanor use of a noxious substance?
Could anybody really be harmed?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like if somebody took dog crap and put it under your door. You step in it.
Yeah, and then you wash
your
shoes.
You open up the envelope.
You wash your shoes, you wash your hands.
But is that free speech?
Yeah.
And then you got to dispose of it too, guys. I mean, you got to get rid of it. Where do you put it?
With Mr. Hanky down the toilet.
Yeah, down the porcelain pony.
Yeah.
All right, so is it free speech or no? 303-713-7600. See, I don't think it is.
See, I do. I do. I think.
How can you think that's free speech?
I think it's free speech.
How? In what way?
It is a political expression.
But it's harmful to other people's property. That rules it.
Not really. I don't see.
What do you mean, not really?
It's not really. Well, you know, I mean, we're not talking about firebombing a church here or something.
No, right. But don't go to, you know, don't make them. And I do it too. I do it too. Don't make the mistake of going to the extreme to prove your point by saying, well, it's not like taking 25 people out and lining them up and shooting them.
Well, okay.
Still, is it wrong? Is it right or wrong? Would you like it done to you?
No, I wouldn't, but...
Okay. Does it fall under the boundaries of free speech because are you going to tell me that it isn't injurious? It's injurious.
How is it injurious?
Because you're putting something on my property where it doesn't belong, and not only that, it's foul and it's gross, and it's an affront.
It's an affront to human decency.
Well, all right, how about if I didn't like your newscast and I sprinkled dog crap all over your lawn?
I would be hurt.
Okay, but would you let me off the hook?
Yeah.
You wouldn't. Oh, come on. Yeah, right. If you're out there having to pick it up, you wouldn't do it. And I just didn't bring just any dog. I went out and got like a whopping great Dane, man.
All right.
Or a Shetland pony and called it a dog.
Then I might get mad. Of course, I've got a big strapping 19-year-old stepson. I'd have to go out and clean it up.
All right, so you can't argue that's free speech.
All right.
See, you know I'm right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, you got to throw in the towel and say I'm right.
I got to throw in the dog feces here.
All right. 303-713-7600, one line open. Does this cross the boundaries of free speech, yes or no? And as I said in the beginning of this, I mean, I'm a big defender of free speech. I just think this is out of line and wrong.
But it's funny as hell.
And it's funny as hell, and I don't like Marilyn Manson Musgrave, but... it's still wrong.
Yeah, I guess so. Through gritted teeth, I will agree with you.
Well, it'd be the same thing as this. If you don't like a politician and you're against them and it's a tight election or it's any kind of election, if you drive by their house or their campaign headquarters and you throw paint on it, is that free speech?
No, that's vandalism.
Okay, because somebody has to repair that, right? Well, if somebody dumps dog crap or slides it under your door or whatever,
you've
got to go ahead and repair it. I mean, you've got to pick it up.
When I do it, everything goes dark. And I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence. of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org, brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Let's go right to Capitol Hill. In the cloakroom, right there off the floor, Senator Barack Obama here on the Ed Schultz Show. Senator, great to have you on.
Great to talk to you again, Ed. How you been? Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Did you have a good vacation?
You can't beat sitting on the beach watching your kids splash in the water.
I think some people are following you.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to hit the gym a little bit harder.
Sugar, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7, mostly sunny day, high 27, AM 760, Progressive Talk, AM760.net for streaming. We're talking about what happened in Weld County with Marilyn Musgrave and this woman, Kathleen Hens. She took dog feces, put it in a Marilyn Musgrave mailer, put it under Musgrave's door. Her lawyers are saying that it's free speech. Prosecutors are saying that it's not. I'm asking you if you believe it's free speech. I don't believe it's free speech. John M. believes it is. Well, now you reverse yourself.
Yeah, I kind of reluctantly reverse myself.
Okay. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Al on I-76. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I have a question to pose to your question. What is the difference if me as a resident of Weld County had taken that mailer with a big black Sharpie and put a bunch of nasty words and F-bombs and stuff on there and slipped it under her door? You'd elicit the same response.
No, because the words are not harmful, and you have a choice. You can just easily discount them, but you could make the case, you could make a very good case, that the dog feces is unsterile, could contain who knows what, and also could leave a mess if somebody stepped on it or dropped it or something could happen. So it could alter the premises. The words won't do anything.
Well, but if this person was, quote, highly religious, they could take great offense to that, Jay.
Well, yeah, but the idea is that you can take offense to words. People take offense to words all the time, whether it's slipped underneath the door, whether it's words uttered on the media, or it's words uttered in public. But the fact of the matter is that words alone don't harm people. Material things do harm people.
Okay, I'll concede that point. But I still think it's a great, she did a great service for all of us in Weld County.
Well, yeah, but I would maintain there are better ways to express your outrage against Musgrave, and I don't like her, and you know I don't, and you know I heavily supported Angie, and I hope Angie will run again, but I think there are better ways to express your outrage. I think the 63-year-old French ex-French professor, I think what she did is about on the level of a 13-year-old.
Well, that's a good point. I have called her office and demanded to be taken off her mailer, but I mean, she, just like I've called the Colorado Republican Party, but they don't see that type of request, because I continued, when I lived in Arvada, I continued after I made three or four requests to get Beaupre stuff.
Well, I like getting their stuff. You know why?
Tell me.
Because I got to spend money to send it.
Well, that's true.
And every dime, every 20 cents, every 30 cents, or whatever it is, every mailing thing that they run, it runs through their budget. That's fine. I'll take their money. I'll take their money away from them. That's every bit of money they can't use somewhere else.
Okay, Jay. Have a great day. Thanks.
All right, Al. Stay warm.
All right. Bye.
Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Bob.
How's it going this morning?
Good.
Hey, listen, hope you get a chance to check out Dreamgirls. I know you probably haven't had a chance yet, but I talked to you the other day about Dreamgirls.
No, I'm going
to
go see it this weekend.
Great. I think you'll enjoy. But listen, I think that kind of crossed the line. If it's just words, you know, then yes. But something as noxious as any type of animal feces, yeah, I believe that crosses the line.
Yeah, I don't know how our lawyers can go into court and with a straight face make this case.
I some of your conversations earlier when you were talking about people using derogatory Jewish comments. I've had derogatory racial epithets thrown at me before, and the only thing it does, it shows that individual with the people around them. You know, who they are. I mean, I've heard those kind of things all my life, so it doesn't really bother me all that much. But it does reflect upon that individual, and I agree with you in that regard.
Yeah, you look at them and say, okay, I know where you're coming from. I know exactly what you're about.
But, yes, the dog feces crosses the line,
well,
and I agree with you.
Yeah, I think it's just too. It's too over the top. Matter of fact, I would have a question why a 63-year-old woman would pull a stunt like that.
Well, you know, I mean, she's probably pretty angry at Musgrave, and I'm no big fan of hers, but that's something I certainly wouldn't have done.
But you can be angry. You know, listen, you can be angry at a politician. We all get angry at people in public office, and there's nothing wrong with that, but the right thing to do is to take it out the right way. I mean, is to either get involved or go, okay, I can go this weekend without 25 or 50 bucks, so here's 25 or 50 more dollars to wage a campaign with, and that's the right way to hit back. The wrong way to hit back is to go and do something like this to somebody's house.
Yeah.
That's the wrong way.
Yeah, if you want to go out there and picket outside of her house.
Yeah, that would be another thing.
Acceptable.
Yeah, what's wrong with that idea?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. That's the proper way to address your anger and let your anger flow. The dog feces is an improper way of letting your anger out.
Well, I think anybody who thinks that this is a good idea, ask yourself, is this something you would sit down with a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old? Is this something you would sit down and tell them would be okay to do? And if they came home and got in trouble for that, would you let that pass?
Well, I recall, you know, us doing those types of things as kids, as childhood.
Well, did your parents let you off?
Well, they didn't know. I mean, we would take that very thing. We'd take dog feces, we'd put it in brown paper bags, set it on fire, and then ring the doorbell.
Yeah. We used to do it, too.
We did that when we were 10, not 63.
Yeah, there's a difference between being 10 and 63.
Those are the things we did when you were a kid.
And a former retired French professor. Bonjour.
Now that's what the right-wingers are going to say, that it's because she was a French professor.
Right, that's exactly right, because the French are all wrong.
Right.
Yeah, well, no, they're not. All right, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Hey, all right, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
I'm going to France this summer.
Are you?
Yep.
I love France.
Going to 24 hours at Le Mans.
Ooh.
I am. Got my seats and everything.
You know what's great is everybody under 40 speaks English over there now.
I love the French.
It's not like the old. I do, too. I think they really enjoy life. They know how to enjoy life.
Yeah, I don't care what the administration these people say.
Freedom fries.
You know, freedom fries. How immature was that?
Oh, that was just...
I kind of have freedom fries in the cafeteria.
Wasn't that Mark Foley's...
Was that Foley?
I think that was Foley's plan.
Yeah, he likes freedom fries. That's his problem. Like, figure that one out. I can say something
else. I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to touch that either. Unless we want to end up in the French fryer. By the way, is he out of rehab?
I was just going to ask you that. What have we heard? Nothing about Foley. He
probably
be,
because
I mean,
nobody cares anymore.
This was before the election that he went into rehab. So we're talking, what, two months ago? Almost 3 months ago.
You know... Scooter Libby's on trial, right?
Yeah.
So now the latest strategy is that Libby is not going to deny that he mismade these statements, but he made these wrong statements. He's going to claim that he couldn't remember. So whenever you get into trouble, it's either rehab, I can't remember. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, during Watergate they perfected that. I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't recall.
To the best of my recollection.
I don't recall that incident. All right, we'll take more of these calls on the Marilyn Musgrave situation along with this a woman, Kathleen Entz. 303-713-7600. Two open lines if you think this was free speech or if you think that this was that this absolutely crossed the line. 732, 32 minutes past the hour, and let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
Well, we did have a wreck south on 25 near Colfax, but it's been quickly cleared out of the way. So we're just getting slammed now on those eastbound routes, 6th Ave, Boulder Turnpike, lined up from I-25 back to Wadsworth. Eastbound I-70 catch and stop and go out of Wheat Ridge. And C-470, that speeds down to the 30s now across Highlands Ranch. Still running collision-free for the most part, though, on those major highways.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
And HD radio on AM760.net.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease?
It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're looking for justice, you need a progressive trial lawyer. And if that's the case, then I want to tell you about Mike Turner. With years of professional and personal injury experience, Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people. And this is a real guy, Mike Turner. I mean, he's really good people. And so if you've been wronged by corporations and insurance companies, Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Get to Elevation Outfitters now through February 1st and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from the North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The end of season sale is here and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to SkiFreeDeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th. Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to SkiFreeDeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
I'm with a noxious substance as far as it goes, and it's probably something she shouldn't have done. You made another statement earlier that I wanted to comment on, too, about wanting to receive the mailings from these groups because it costs them money. And one thing that I do when I receive these things from them, if they have a self-paid return envelope, I always send it back to them because it costs them more money.
Oh, yeah, me too. Absolutely, routinely. Yeah, and you know what? I usually slip a piece of paper in there with the words "no" written on it.
Well, a lot of times I'll put a statement in there about what I think of them and send that back with at their dime.
See, I just think in this situation, I just think that what she did was wrong, and that if you have a visceral reaction towards a politician, and you're right, Marilyn Musgrave generates a lot of negatives, and a lot of us don't like her, but the thing is, there are much better and creative ways, and there are much more effective ways to fight somebody like her. And the best thing would have been is the best way to stop her is to get her out and keep her out of office. And so rather than do something like this, what what Kathleen Enns should have done was she should have doubled up on her contribution to Angie Piccioni's campaign or gone and worked for Angie.
I agree with
that. Would
you,
have been
Jay.
A better that would have been a better move.
Yes, but you know, I'm one of the people that I donated against her, you know, it's just so frustrating to see her time and time again get reelected, and it's like you feel helpless when
you've
got somebody that bad who just continuously manages to squeak by.
Yeah, but let's look at the positives. This time, it was by a narrower margin. And if we're lucky, Angie will decide to try it again. She's now got bigger name recognition. She's now got all of us who have donated and spent time on her campaign, who she can instantly turn around and call on, and we'll be there to do it and help her again and perhaps give her a bigger effort. And I think that given a second chance and running again against Marilyn, I think she can take her.
I hope so. I'm in Musgrave's district, and I mean, it's just so embarrassing to me to be represented by her.
No, I understand that. And I'm very, very fortunate in that my representative is a real stand-up person, and I'm very, very lucky.
Yeah, me too.
You know, mine's Diana DeGette, and yours is Mark Udall, and they're two of the finest going. And I'm going to work hard on Udall's campaign for Senate. I make no bones about that. But that is the most effective way. The most effective way for all of us to change things is to just keep staying involved and get motivated. I went to Barack Obama's exploratory campaign website yesterday and signed up. So now my name's on that list, and come on, Barack, come looking for me because I'm ready to give and I'm ready to help because I want to see him be the next president of the United States.
Me
so
too.
I'm in there early on that, and I think everybody else should be thinking the same thing.
You know, when Barack Obama gave his speech at the convention, I called my mother and I asked her if she had seen it. And then I said, you know, what do you think? And she said, I think he's going to be president someday. And he'd be a good one.
You know, it was funny. I was working in San Francisco back in 1984 when the Democratic National Convention was held out there.
I was there, too, yeah.
And I remember Bill Clinton gave his speech, and everybody was looking at their watches. And then he says, and in conclusion, and everybody goes, yay! Who would have thought, you know, 8 years later the guy was going to be president?
Yeah, he managed to come back from that. Hey, John, thank you, man. Drive safe.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, we'll see you. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Is this free speech, yes or no? Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I wanted to touch briefly on something you just brought up a minute ago about the Scooter Libby trial.
Yeah.
If I could. They are in jury selection right now, and they are striking all of the jurors who have any questions about Dick Cheney's credibility because he's likely going to be a witness.
Right.
If you can, I would love to see you get a jury consultant on as a guest and go through the jury selection process for Scooter Libby's trial. I think that would be a fascinating topic.
All right, you got it. We'll work on it.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
As far as Marilyn Musgrave, I agree with you. I think that her methods are questionable, the French teacher, but I challenge you to find a statement that would get an equal visceral reaction. I can't think of words. I can't think of another gesture that would express your contempt for someone that much.
Well, I don't think that getting a visceral reaction out of Marilyn Musgrave is the point. I don't think that because you can always get a visceral reaction out of anybody if you break the law. I can get a visceral reaction out of you.
Well, there's a question of whether she's broken the law.
Well, in my opinion, she did.
Okay.
You know, by doing something like that. But you know, somebody once told me, a very wise politician, an experienced lawmaker once told me that revenge is best served cold. And the best thing is that it's not about getting a visceral reaction. It's about getting even or getting over. And the best way to get even and get over is to get involved and get organized and make sure that you deliver the ultimate visceral reaction to Marilyn Musgrave, which would be to deprive her of employment as the United States Congresswoman.
You're assuming it's a zero-sum situation. Why couldn't the person do both?
Because the other one is both childish and is also going to turn out, I believe, to be against the law. And let me ask you this.
Sure.
On a right or wrong situation and on a moral question, do you have any kids?
I do.
Is that something you would teach your kid to do?
No, I'm not. But I question her methods, but I've been racking my brain while listening to your callers, trying to find something that would make an equally visceral statement, if you will. And I can't think of anything.
All right, what's worse, dog feces underneath your office door, or losing the election?
You know, I honestly don't know.
Oh, come on!
No, seriously.
Seriously, man, come on.
No, I'm being completely serious. In terms of the personal affront to Marilyn Musgrave, I don't know that the feces is not worse to her. I don't agree with it. I wouldn't do it myself. But I don't know that she could have achieved the same insult to her.
In all due respect, and I mean this, sir. I mean this in all due respect, and you can call me Jay, you don't have to call me sir. I don't think you're thinking this through. Because dog feces under the door is not only wrong and childish.
Agreed.
But the impact of that is minimal compared to mass rejection at the ballot box.
I don't know.
All right, what would be worse in your life? Feces under your office door or lose your job?
No question, but I'm not Marilyn Musgrave. I don't have her tiny little brain.
But don't you think that putting feces under the door kind of engenders some sympathy toward Musgrave, you know?
Yeah, and then you've also got the people who support her go, oh, well, look, there go the wackos again.
There go the liberals, right.
Agree. Yeah. That's not my point. My point is simply I don't know that she wouldn't be more insulted by that. I mean, she is the woman who walks around with that stupid pink business suit all the time, and I think there's the possibility that was more insulting to her. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying I would do it. I'm not saying I would encourage it. But I'm racking my brain trying to think of a better way to personally insult a woman, and I don't know that there's a better one.
All right, let me try it this way.
Sure.
Would you rather win the battle and lose the war, or would you rather lose the battle and win the war?
The answer is obvious. I would rather win the war.
All right, then in order to win the war, you get busy and try to keep her from being reelected. You don't go put dog feces under her door, which just draws unwanted attention and gives her ammunition against you and anybody else who was against her.
Agreed. I'm trying to put myself in the position of the woman who sent it.
But you can't defend it. You can't defend it. There's no way to defend or justify it, because if you defend or justify it, it's a matter of right and wrong, and then what ends up happening is you start moving into questionable gray kind of territory, which is the thing that a lot of these phony law and order authoritarian right wingers are always accusing us of anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they have mitigating moral stances. No, we don't. No, we don't. We have morals.
Well, I can tell you this. I wouldn't, if I had the opportunity, I wouldn't mind making the free speech argument on her behalf. I know that she's already represented, but I think it would be an interesting argument to make.
Well, all right, fair enough, and I respect that. John, hope you call again.
And one other thing, as far as the last caller about being embarrassed by living in Musgrave's district, I'm not sure which is worse, hers or Tancredo, where I live.
Boy, well, that's a draw. You're
that
right
is
about
a toss
that.
Up.
That's a toss-up, man. We'll have to figure that out.
All right. Take
care.
Good day, gentlemen.
All right. Yeah, I don't know which one. Yeah, I don't know. Boy, I got sympathy for that guy, too. 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. And instant message us at am760.net or get on the line.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
Only a high of 30. Tonight, clear skies, light winds, very cold. A low of 10. Right now, fair and 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Tuesday night, AM760 brings you special interactive coverage of the State of the Union Address. We'll have progressive commentary, analysis, blogger reaction, and interviews hosted by Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress.
And so, in my state of the, my speech to the nation,
it'll be your chance to hear the State of the Union,
whatever you want to call it,
then react to it. Special coverage begins Tuesday night at 6 on AM760 Progressive Talk.
7:49, it's 49 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. And are you ready to take control of 2007? I have a feeling there are some resolutions out there that are saying you'll do just that. Take control of your diet, your career, your relationships. But how about this? Maybe it's time to take control of your sleep. That's right, your sleep. And this is actually possible with a Sleep Number bed like Mary and I have got. How you sleep can affect so many other things. Your ability to learn, concentration, effectiveness at work. Good sleep has been linked to more successful weight loss. Your body heals at night when you sleep. And also fights depression, too. And the key to getting a good night's sleep is creating a sleep environment that's right for you, including how your mattress feels and how it can adapt to your needs. Now, you don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or a one-size-fits-all space foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress, and you sleep very, very, very well at night, just like Mary and I do. You know, with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, you simply set your sleep number. And I've been experimenting with mine now because I've been losing weight. And your mattress will be as firm or as soft as you want, putting your back in control of your own comfort. I have never slept so comfortably in all of my life on a Sleep Number bed. Man, when I was in the hospital, I love you folks at Rose, I was jonesing for my Sleep Number bed. The dual air chambers and Sleep Number bed offer you the best option in comfort with reduced pressure points and better support for your body that helps your body get the rest that it needs. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Start this new year right and get a better night's sleep. Visit your local Select Comfort store today. And while you're there, you can get a free 2-week pass to Bally's Total Fitness, the largest, most experienced health club chain in America. At Bally's, you'll find motivated, dynamic personal trainers and exercise classes such as yogi, Pilates, kickboxing to help reach your fitness goals for 2007. And here in the Front Range, there are Select Comfort stores located at 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shop at Centuria, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity. What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's blue list. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's blue list and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the blue list, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
from the producers of Wedding Crashers.
Bend over. Like you haven't heard that before.
Comes a comedy critics call outrageously funny.
Nobody panic.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Employee of the month.
It goes head cashier, cashier, stalker, cleanup crew.
When you're at the bottom of the Super Club food chain.
Lastly, box boy.
There's nothing to lose.
Aren't you a box boy too, Jorge?
Yeah, but he's my box boy.
Employee of the month, now on DVD. Rated PG-13 for crude and sexual humor and language.
Your lean, mean, progressive machine. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, I have nothing better to do but sit here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and go through everyone's dirty. 7:54, 54 minutes after the hour. High today, 27, mostly sunny. Actually, I'm tired of going through everybody's dirty laundry. Yeah. I've been avoiding it lately. Although we'll get into some dirty laundry stuff coming up next hour. Right now we're talking about the dirty door steps of offices for the woman in Weld County, Kathleen Entz, whose defense attorneys see as an expression of the First Amendment the fact she took a Marilyn Musgrave mailer, put dog... You know, there's no comfortable way to say this on the air because I want to say what I normally would say, which uses the S word, which we can't use. Dog excrement and slipped it under her door. Now, do you consider that to be an act of free speech, or do you consider that to be an act like a misdemeanor, use of a noxious substance, which is what they've charged her with? And I just can't believe anybody would defend this. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tony in Loveland. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I'm going to have to agree with you, and I think it is truly a spiritual question. We cannot become... We cannot fight against the enemy with using the same tactics as the enemy.
And I don't even think the enemy uses those tactics, and if they do and they get caught, they get busted for it.
Well, Maryland has thrown around a lot of dung. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she's never gone. I don't think you can ever show me a case where she's gone to somebody's office and put dog crap in her door. Come on.
Well, exactly. And then that's what I'm saying. What Kathleen did was really over and above any kind of solution. It was a personal, vicious attack, and I think it needs to be treated as that. You know, she's a progressive, obviously, but she went about it, and I think she stained the name of the progressive movement a little bit by using these aggressive tactics. You know, we are people of integrity, just like you said. We're not immoral. We have strong moral values, and I think integrity needs to be our foundation. That's how we're going to win the American public.
Well, we got to do the right thing, not the wrong thing, and we can't be in a situation where we have equivocating values.
I agree.
So you can't excuse somebody's behavior when it's wrong.
Absolutely. And I think what she did was wrong.
Yeah, well, I would agree. I think you got it, man. I think you definitely got it.
We must be of integrity to take this thing back.
Yep, exactly. Let's act like mature adults, I guess, basically, is what I would say.
Exactly.
All right, yep. Tony, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, Jay. Bye.
Let's go to Cindy and Bailey. Quickly, Cindy, you got about 30 or 40 seconds.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I agree that it was the wrong thing to do, wrong way to go about it. My dad was in the legislature in Texas for two terms, and then he ran for county commissioner, and we had people egg our house. This was during the height of the racial tensions and everything, and we had people egg our house because my dad believed that black people were just like white people, that they should have the same rights, same access to housing and schools and so forth. And they egged our house. They called and threatened our lives. We got mailers back saying we were going to hell and crap like that. And there's just, you know, that's childish. It's immature. I'm sorry that she did it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think it did any property damage. So
no,
I,
but it didn't I, help. All right, Cindy, I hate to cut you off, but I got to go. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, coming up next... I don't know if we should be concerned about this next topic or not. We'll see. You stick around.
The Democrats are coming to Denver in 08.
Yeah!
And AM 760 is your station with the latest information for the 2008 Democratic National Convention in Denver. Stay up to date with AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. Just in from Washington, Pulitzer Prize-winning political columnist Art Buchwald has died. He was 81. Buchwald spent four decades poking fun at the political establishment. One target was a former vice president.
If they gave me Dan Quayle, I'd never ask God for anything again.
But Buchwald didn't save his barbs for Republicans.
I don't go out of my way to make fun of just conservatives, but it's easy to make fun of them. I'll make fun of liberals, too, once I find one, but I can't find any now. They're all in the Missing Persons Bureau.
Art Buchwald's friend, Mike Wallace, moments ago.
There aren't many Art Buchwalds, and by that I mean men who are wise and kind and gentle and funny, and he was a hell of a man.
Art Buchwald, dead at 81. A day in court for the Missouri kidnap suspect.
Devlin, how do you wish to plead to this matter?
I'm not guilty.
Live to CBS's Jim Krasula in Union, Missouri. Jim, Michael Devlin isn't actually in court, was he?
No, Frank, because of security concerns, Devlin was arraigned by a video hookup from the Franklin County Jail, a couple of miles from the county courthouse.
And what's the latest development in the investigation?
Police in Lincoln County, northwest of St. Louis, now consider Devlin a suspect in the 1991 disappearance of a third boy, like Sean Hornbeck. Charles Arlen Henderson was 11 years old and riding a bike when he vanished.
One kidnapped boy, 15-year-old Sean Hornbeck, had been with Devlin 4 years, apparently never tried to get away. And prosecutor John Rupp says that doesn't change what happened.
Sean was abducted against his will, period. End of the story.
Underway now in Washington, a Senate hearing on the White House decision to stop eavesdropping on terror suspects without a warrant. Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy moments ago had some blunt opening remarks for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
Unfortunately, the Justice Department has been complicit in advancing these government policies which threaten our basic liberties and overstep the bounds of our Constitution.
Did playing football lead to the suicide of a one-time NFL star? Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Pittsburgh neuropathologist Bennett Omalu studied former Eagles defender Andre Waters' brain and believes his November suicide was brought on by depression caused by brain damage from years of hits on the playing field.
The subtle effects of each episode of concussive brain injury accumulate over time.
Omalu says there needs to be more brain testing while athletes are still competing. Frank?
No ticket, no boarding pass, no problem. A 9-year-old boy talked his way onto a Southwest Airlines flight out of Seattle, and he hopped another plane to Phoenix. In Phoenix, mom says he was determined to see his grandfather in Dallas.
He just made a decision and said, well, I'm going to get there, basically. And how he got there is a wonder to me.
Actually, he didn't make it to Dallas. He was picked up in San Antonio. The Dow's up 13, Nasdaq's down 13. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Can a vacuum make a difference in your life? Ask anybody who owns an 8-pound Oreck XL. They'll tell you there's not an easier or more efficient way to clean your home. And it's sanitary. See for yourself risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. I'll get an Oreck XL to you faster than you can say, why settle for clean when you can have healthy, too.
Depot, here to lend you a hand, and for all that you do.
Running out of ink? Run into Office Depot. With over 500 ink, toner, and fax supplies guaranteed in-store and thousands more online, Office Depot has what you need at unbeatable prices. Save more by recycling empty ink and toner cartridges. When you think ink, let Office Depot lend you a hand. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Oh, Office Depot!
See store for details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Two bodies found, and Colorado Springs fire investigators will continue to look for any more victims of that big apartment fire.
The identities of the fire victims have not been determined. Due to the instability of the building and the ongoing firefighting efforts, recovery of the remains will be accomplished as soon as practical.
Springs Police Department has arrested a 36-year-old man on first-degree murder charges. They're looking for other possible suspects. More than a dozen people remain unaccounted for. Cell phones are everywhere these days. Now they'll start showing up on some accident investigation forms. Colorado State Troopers are starting to ask motorists involved in fender benders whether they were using their cell phone at the time. Now, a yes answer will not mean more trouble for the driver, but could help authorities determine if the phones are a threat to public safety. And a woman accused of leaving dog feces at the office of conservative Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave goes on trial May 15th. 63-year-old Kathleen Enns was arrested last summer on a misdemeanor charge of use of a noxious substance. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's been a pretty uneventful commute. Only one highway issue right now, westbound Boulder Turnpike, just before Church Ranch. I have a two-car wreck sitting in the left lane. Otherwise, no major delays for the interstates. Just suffering through the usual backup southbound 25 into downtown out of Thornton North Glen. Very heavy now, 225, heading toward I-70 northbound. And we have a couple of off-highway wrecks, Hamden east of I-25, a rollover on Indiana north of Coal Creek Canyon. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, partly cloudy, chilly today, windy in the foothills, high of 30. Right now, fair and 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin has 57 trails open, and the season is now in full gear. Don't forget to check out the High Adventure Series clinics and special events like the Jeep Terrain Park Challenge on Saturday, January 27th. Go to arapahoebasin.com for details.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, because here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh R.E. Turner is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp remain. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. Could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong, I could be right. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 27. You can stream us at am760.net. You can instant message us at am760.net. And you can download podcasts of this show and listen back at your convenience on am760.net. And John M. along with me. Good morning.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Surgery. We're not talking, you know, just going in there getting a nose job.
Well, you got to change your entire life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's well worth it.
Yep.
It's well worth it. And don't anybody panic, but we have a chance of snow this weekend. About a 30% chance on Saturday. I know. It's driving me crazy, too. Saturday night, about a 20% chance, and on Sunday, about a 20% chance. And also Sunday night, a slight chance of snow. Do you know the temperature is not going to get out of the 30s all for the rest of the week? Even on Monday, the high's only going to be 31.
You know, I've had snow. I've been unable to get down my driveway for a month. There's just ice. It's iced up and no way to get rid of it.
Oh. It's unusual, and you tell people around the country, you send them email and say, hey, man, we still got snow on the ground. A lot of them just can't just, you know, find it really, really hard to believe.
Yeah, especially considering the mild winter they've been having up until recently up in the Northeast.
Right. They just find it really, you know, like, really? You've got snow still on the ground? I go, yeah, man, it's like living in central Michigan. It's like Chicago used to be when I worked there in the 80s, where you wouldn't see the ground again until spring.
Ooh, yeah, you get that lake effect snow up there, right?
I'll tell you. I was there one winter with the wind chill factor. It was 85 below zero.
Oh. Oh.
Sheesh.
I can't even imagine.
Oh.
I mean, your skin would freeze after.
Well, yeah.
3 seconds.
You can't stay out very long.
Yeah, well, it may be bad here every now and then.
Car doesn't start? Hey, go out and try to start your car. The transmission is frozen.
Don't people have, like, plug-in heaters or something that
yeah.
they have to use?
Yeah, but most people I knew didn't have them. Yeah. I mean, you'd figure, well, try to park your car away from the wind and hope for the best. And then when it was like that and I was working on the air and we were not doing talk, we were doing music, what you'd end up doing is every time it hit the top of the hour, everybody, the two radio stations, because, you know, ownership can only have, like, 7 stations back in those days.
Yeah.
You know, the two guys on the air, you and the other guy, and anybody else in the building who was working, the news people or whatever, you know, run out to your car, crank it up, and let it run for 5 minutes, hoping that when you got off the air 4 hours later, and then you do it every hour, so that you hope when you got off the air 4 hours later, your car would start.
Well, I was considering, when I was a senior in high school and I was still in theater, I was considering going to Northwestern, and, you know, here's the Miami kid. I go up there the day after Christmas for an audition and get off that plane. It was about 20 below, and I'm going, no, I don't think I want to go to school here.
Oh, boy. you can definitely tell. I used to work downtown on the Loop on State Street.
That great
State
street.
Lake.
I just want to say.
And in the summertime, there's people walking around all over the place. You know, right across from the Chicago Theater, there are people walking around all over the place. Dead of winter when it's, like, really cold, nobody.
Yeah.
You're on the streets by yourself when you're going to your car. And it is so cold. Because you have to walk around the block to the parking lot. And it's so cold. And I would think to myself, I grew up in California. I grew up in Southern California. What in the hell am I doing? Why am I doing this?
I never worked anywhere. I've worked, you know, I grew up in Miami. I worked Miami. I worked Honolulu. I worked Los Angeles. I worked San Francisco and back to Miami and then here. So I never worked anywhere where it snowed until I came out here. And the first time there was a good snowstorm, I wasn't working yet. And my wife's from New Jersey, and I said, you drive. I don't know how to drive.
Oh, you couldn't drive in the snow?
Oh, I'd never driven in the snow.
I've always worked in places where it snowed.
Oh.
All right, 11:13, 13 minutes after 8 here. Did I say 11:13? Yeah, I did. What is wrong with me? Was that an old acid flashback or something? 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here 20, on AM 7.
25 or 624?
Yeah, AM 760. I don't even know if we should do this story. I don't know that this story matters, but then on another level, I start to think to myself, but wait a minute, yeah, maybe it does matter. Maybe it does matter. Let me ask you this question. If a television star made a racist comment, just in passing, okay, or made one on the set, would we consider that to be an important story?
Well-known television person. Yeah, exactly.
We would, right? We would say racism is deplorable.
Yeah.
And we don't tolerate racism in the society, and racism is wrong.
Yeah, everybody went after Michael Kramer. Kramer, with good reason.
Yeah, okay. So what happens if they make an anti-gay comment?
Yeah.
Should we be concerned? Now, let me tell you why. A gay and lesbian advocacy group demanded an apology yesterday from Grey's Anatomy co-star Isaiah Wash, for comments made following the Golden Globe Awards. During a backstage interview Monday, Washington denied involvement in a heated on-set incident last year in which an anti-gay slur was reported.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He called T.R. Knight a faggot.
Right, exactly. Well, the claim is that he did it again at the Golden Globe.
Oh, jeez.
So, on Wednesday, Neil Giuliano, president of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, said he had contacted Washington's representatives in hopes of meeting the actor to discuss the destructive impact of these kinds of words. Washington's repeated use of it on the set and in the media is simply inexcusable, said Giuliano in a statement. And, of course, Washington's publicist declined comment on Wednesday. Knight, who said soon after the October fracas that he is gay, appeared Tuesday at a taping of the Ellen DeGeneres show and discussed the original incident and Washington's recent comments. And let's listen to a little bit of that.
Because I could have just let it slide and not said anything, but it just it became important.
And it became a thing in the press because of the fight.
To say something, it became important for me to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Should we all speak out about this?
I think so.
Is it important? Is this story important? Is this worth discussing for the next 45 minutes? Should we, anytime there is homophobia, anytime there is racism, anytime there is sexism, anytime there is anti-Semitism, anytime there is any of that going on, is it incumbent upon good people to stand up and go, no, we won't tolerate this, and we're not going to tolerate it, and talk about it, or do we look at it as being this is a TV actor, it's a TV show, and who cares?
Yeah, I think this is more serious than say Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell. That's kind of reached the epic silliness level. But, what's the old line about the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing? And to not talk about this, I think.
Does anybody watch this show? I've never seen this show.
Yeah, it's one of the most popular shows going. I haven't either. I haven't seen it either. But.
All right, anybody out there watch Grey's Anatomy? 303-713-7600. Do you watch it? Do you care about this? See, I care. I wonder why Isaiah Washington has to do that. I wonder why there are people in the world who do that.
Yeah, like I was mentioning.
Where's that coming from?
I was in theater when I was in high school, and we're talking back in the mid-60s. I had a lot of gay friends. I used to go to a lot of gay parties, and nobody ever put the moves on me. They knew I was straight, and my girlfriend was in theater, too. And, I found gays to be a bunch of charming intelligent people, and I enjoyed being around them. They were funny. They were witty. But, boy, I'll tell you, they were in the closet in those days. I mean, you couldn't come out in the mid-60s. And
no.
As a result, I have always felt a certain sympathy toward gays and empathy, and things like this really tick me off.
Yeah, I've talked about this topic about gay rights on the show like a gazillion times.
I mean, they've determined a long time ago this is genetic. It's not a lifestyle. Who would choose to be gay?
Well, I've asked those questions. I get these people. So what do you do to Isaiah Washington? Do you blacklist him? Do you wreck his career? Do you punish him? Should he? What happens if you're a Grey's Anatomy fan? Which you just may be, and I'd love to talk to people who are, if there are any out there. Do you stop watching the show? Do you feel do you feel different about the program now? Do you have different feelings?
One would think the producer should come out and publicly chastise him for doing things like that.
Like, can you watch a television show that's got an actor on it that you definitely in your heart that you know that they are either so politically diametrically opposed to what you believe, or that they have had something similar to this kind of an incident Can you watch that television show and tolerate it, or do you say, you know, it's a good show, and I'm sure a lot of people like it, but I can't watch it?
Yeah, I can, because I separate the fiction from the reality. It's like Tom Cruise. Like, my wife absolutely despises Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I can't watch Tom Cruise.
But, you know, I like War of the Worlds. Of course, I'm a science fiction fan, but...
All right, what about like a guy like Dennis Miller? He's conservative. He's right-wing. I mean, can you, like, laugh at him and think that he's a pretty good actor and a pretty good comedian? Or when he comes on the tube, do you go, like, that's Dennis Miller, I can't stand him?
No, Miller I won't watch anymore. I used to like him when he was on HBO.
All right, so if you watch Grey's Anatomy and you know this stuff has gone on with this Isaiah Washington, do you then go, like, hey, oh, wow, there's Isaiah Washington. I you know, boom, I'm watching something else. No, I'm serious.
I don't know what else is out at that hour.
Well, I don't either, because I'm not up. But I just wonder. I just wonder if people think that way. I wonder if people who listen to this radio station think that way. I wonder if people just think that way. That, for instance, because you know that he's been accused of using a derogatory term towards gay people, call him faggots, or call him T.R. Knight a faggot. I mean, do you see him on the tube and then just go like, well, you know, I can't tolerate that. What's the effect of all this, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess what I'm asking. And I guess I'm being fairly successful at it. We have three lines open at 303-713-7600, so I guess nobody cares one way or the other. But I wonder about that in people's daily choices, like television or, you know what, even buying things. Anything cultural. For instance, would you buy music by artists who you know politically don't have the same stance as you do, or you know have made... anti-Semitic, racist, and or homophobic comments?
Probably not.
No, see, I wouldn't. Would you, Turk? No, Turk says no, too.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
All right. So, does this mean that Isaiah Washington's career is in trouble, or does basically the majority of the public just don't care? I think that's a big question. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. The other line is, you know what, the other question is, do you care? Do you care about this at all? Or would you rather be having a deep philosophical discussion about debt management in the United States economy or
campaign?
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Life doesn't stand still, and neither does Lowe's. That's why we're celebrating the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. And right now, you can get free delivery on all appliances of $397 or more. Also, receive a $5 per gallon manufacturer's mail-in rebate when you purchase up to 5 gallons of American Tradition interior or exterior paint. All this only at our newest store. Lowe's is the only place you'll find everything for your home, from Mohawk Premier Living Carpet to Top Choice Lumber to DeWalt Power Tools to Whirlpool Appliances. In fact, Lowe's has America's largest selection of brand-name appliances in stock, and nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more made on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through January 21st, only at the grand opening of Lowe's in Brighton, near the intersection of East Bromley Lane and I-76. See Lowe's of Brighton for special financing details.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Big Eddie is back in studio to talk about the new Senate resolution on Iraq. He'll have congressional reaction. A secret court is going to govern a new wiretapping plan. What does that mean to your privacy? California is pushing universal health care. We'll hear what health care providers have to say about it. Big Ed will take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 8, mostly sunny, high today, 27. Talking about this group demanding an apology from Grey's Anatomy star Isaiah Washington for using homophobic comments. The group is the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. And I've asked a million questions about this this whole incident. And I want to ask one more question, because I like to look at all the angles and things. It seems to me that tolerance is so easy. But it's really not. And why isn't it? Tolerance and let me throw in the word respect. Tolerance and respect. How about if all of us tried to practice it every single day? Where do you think we'd be as a nation? Think we'd be better off or worse off? Here's Krista in Fort Collins. Krista, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. So here's my problem. You know, this wouldn't have been a story if these two guys were clerks at Starbucks, right? I mean, this goes pretty silent probably through the rest of, you know, our American community. And that's the problem with celebrities. And it's our problem. And I don't know why it's news. I'm really disappointed. I'm a fan of the show. And Isaiah Washington, as an African-American, has probably encountered some, you know, racism throughout his life, and you'd think that a guy like him would be more accepting, but maybe not, you know?
Well, you bring up a really good point. Do you think it goes on in everyday American society, say, for instance, in the workplace, and it is tolerated? Like, I know for a fact that here, if you participated in that kind of action, if you did that, you'd get into trouble.
Right.
Now, I don't know. I've never worked outside of broadcasting, so I don't know. So people out there would have to call in. You'll have to tell me, like, would this kind of behavior be tolerated at your job? And if it wouldn't be, what would happen to the person that would do something like this?
Well, I suppose it depends on your superiors. If your superiors feel the same way as you do and you go on, you know, espousing these hate remarks, then you probably wouldn't get in trouble for it. I guess it depends on the workplace, which is unfortunate. But I do think, unfortunately, there's still a huge amount of racism and sexism and homophobia, which is terrible. And especially in Hollywood, I can't imagine that this guy has not encountered, you know, gay people in most of his acting career. So it's disappointing. And I'll tell you another thing. I'll never go see another Mel Gibson movie. I hated The Passion, and after what he said, you know, to those police officers, I can't look at the guy the same anymore. Same with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I have trouble with Gibson and Cruise too. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Well, John, what do you think about that, John? You think this kind of stuff is widespread throughout the workplace? And if it were widespread throughout the workplace, what kind of trouble would you get into? I mean, you have to admit that here you'd get in trouble.
Yeah, oh, you're getting real.
Whoa, boy. Well, you'd be gone, probably.
Yeah.
But what about out there? What about beyond the bounds of broadcasting?
I think there is, as that girl just said, or lady just said, that there is a certain subtlety to the discrimination out there. That it's not outspoken. You know, they don't. Nobody dares be outspoken about it. But yeah, I think there's a an undercurrent in some areas, some businesses, especially businesses that are. I don't know, what do you call macho businesses?
I don't know. That's why people, I guess, should call and tell us. Here's Michelle in Denver. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I wasn't going to comment about the workplace, but, you know, I was just thinking about what you said. And I think that the workplace enforcement, while I think it's a good thing, the problem is not that people don't think racist things. They're just too afraid to say it in the workplace because they'll get sued or in trouble or fired. It's more important to address the why people feel like this. It's, you know, I have a good friend that was raised in a very bigoted family, and we were watching some home videos of about 15 to 20 years ago, and this person was saying very bigoted things. And after we watched it, she looked at me and she said, "I cannot believe I used to think that way." Well, that was how she was raised, and so that's what she did. And so instead of, you know, the workplace coming down on people, they should really be more concerned with that's how people feel, and that's how they're raised. And it needs to be, you know, people need to understand that people are people, not that's a home, you know, that's a homosexual or that's a black or whatever. It's just another person.
I don't even get it. Why are people offended by gay people? I've never understood that.
I have no idea. Huh. I have never had any idea. And I was raised very Christian. And I just always felt sick when they would talk about, you know, the gays and how bad they are for this and that and the family. And I always thought, you know, I don't understand that.
All right, so should Isaiah Washington be kicked off the show?
You know, I don't think that. It's kind of like a little kid, when you punish them for doing something wrong, did you solve why they did it wrong? You got to figure out what is it in him that is the problem, and, you know, maybe have him have an open conversation on a talk show like Ellen and see what is going on in his brain, because who knows? I mean, maybe he was raised to be very prejudicial against a certain this or that, and, you know, just find out. Most people, when you talk to them, are very rational, and maybe he is. But I just think that you can't be okay. We can't say, oh, he's just a movie star, and we'll get over it. I just don't think it's okay to forget what, say, Mel Gibson said, and then move on and, you know, applaud him for being this great director. Well, underneath there is a prejudiced man, and we need to address that.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, a lot of gays I've known have always felt that homophobia on the part by men against gay men was kind of a sign of sexual insecurity, that the straight guys were kind of insecure about being straight. Maybe they thought this guy was attractive in some subconscious level. And, you know,
is it ignorance?
Yeah, I think it's maybe a combination of both.
Lack of knowing or knowledge.
A little sexual xenophobia there, you know, fear of the other.
Hmm. All right, 8:33. It's 33 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600. More of your calls in this coming up, but right now, traffic with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. We do have a hit-and-run investigation ongoing now northbound I-25 to I-70. Another major hot spot, that two-car tying up the Boulder Turnpike from Church Ranch to Sheridan. That's going to be on the westbound lanes. You need to move right to get around it. Still sluggish, eastbound C-470 from Littleton through Highlands Ranch. We also have I-70 stacked up on that westbound side from Quebec to Colorado.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
The world
World of International Ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Come on, Jay, I can get this right. That's I, like the letter, CONDenver.com.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell 2 stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35. 35 minutes past 9. Run away. 713-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're in the middle of talking about Grey's Anatomy star Isaiah Washington making homophobic comments, and what your reaction to that is. And here's a instant message from AM760.net. Jay, I'm a Grey's Anatomy fan. I wouldn't stop watching the show because that would harm the whole cast. I think as a token of gratitude to the fan base, maybe the other actors in the show should speak out. One of them has. I can't think of her name. She's blonde, she's on the show. But somebody must have overheard the negative comments. I wouldn't mind seeing Dr. Burke, I guess assume that's Isaiah Washington, leave the show. He's a much less interesting character than Knight. Here's Kelly in Thornton. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Hey. Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing? We're so glad that you're back.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And you're feeling well?
Yeah, I feel great.
Good, wonderful, great. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that my, it's actually my cousin's husband is a producer of Grey's Anatomy. He lives in Hollywood, and he used to be a writer, and now he is a producer. And as soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to promptly email him and see what the heck is going on with this whole situation. I think it's outrageous. I can't even believe it's happening. I, frankly, don't watch the show that much. I have watched it in the past. He's not a very interesting character, as the other person told you. He's really not. They could certainly do without him. And I think it might be good to have the whole thing play out the way that it should, and they're going to lose their fan base, I think, eventually. And I think that it will, you know, what goes around comes around, and I think that it, I think it will come back to bite them, this whole situation, as it should.
So you, do you think that they ought to kick him off the show?
I think he's going to get kicked off the show. I think that, I really do. I don't care one way or the other because I don't watch the show that much.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, he's my cousin's husband, and I think he's talented, but frankly, I don't know what the hoopla is all about the show, to tell you the truth. House is much better. So
I love House.
I know, isn't it great? He's just a wonderful character. So, but I wanted to let you know that I will follow up with this and see, maybe we could even get, what's the guy's name, T.R. Knight?
Right.
The gentleman that's gay? perhaps we could even get him on the show or something.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
I will follow up with that, and I'll let you know.
Oh, Kelly, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Should I leave my email address or anything? Or
just email us.
Okay.
All right?
I will do it.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Okay, see you later.
Hey, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's Larry in Aurora's got a great idea. Larry, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey,
I got
Larry.
A couple of ideas. Maybe we could, I don't know if you know how ER handled the whole situation with one of their doctors, and I can't remember what her name was, and she tried dating men and it didn't work, and it was very well done. It actually talked about what these people have to go through, and maybe we could get Isaiah Washington's character. Now, keep in mind, it's not Isaiah Washington. Maybe we could just get his character to discover that he's having hard times with relationships with women and discovers that he's gay. And then he goes out drinking with his friend, and somebody beats the soup out of him, and he finds out that that lifestyle, that condition of existence is not all it's cracked up to be. And maybe there's a little bit of sensitivity training that could be done as far as, you know, let this ignorance about this condition get exposed for the ignorance that it is.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea. You should email the show and tell them.
I may do that. And, Jay, one more thing. You keep talking about reading Jimmy Carter's book. I'm reading it now. Read it.
Yeah, I want to, but I just have lately been having trouble getting to read anything.
I know. I understand. You take your time and you take care of yourself.
All right. Hey, man, I appreciate the call. Good ideas, too.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Lur.
Bye.
Well, I like that idea. Don't you?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Scott in Arvada. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Welcome back.
Hey, man. Thanks.
We missed you. I've got a couple things. One, I think anytime you're faced with racism and intolerance and homophobia, you have to make some kind of stand. You have to do something. I've worked around people that use derogatory comments from everything from Mexican Americans to African Americans, and if you don't say something, they never check themselves. Other thing is, in the construction, I can tell you blatant and out front is prejudice against homosexuals. If you were a homosexual drywaller or a painter, it is something you would have to keep in the closet because you would be run out of a job.
I mean, really?
It's that blatant. I mean, there's less prejudice against illegal immigrants on the job than there would ever be against homosexuals. I had a very good friend years ago who was homosexual, great painter, got him a job. But it was like, and I hated to do it, but I'm like, right out, you know, we got to be kind of cool about, you know, who you are and everything. And we just ignored it. And I look back years later, and I feel terrible for that because I feel like, you know, I sold him out. But in reality, if we had talked about it, he would have been out of a job. And
that's disappointing.
It is very disappointing. I had a great uncle in the 70s who was attacked and slashed because he was homosexual. This is something that, I mean, I'm not homosexual, but it's very important to me. I'm an artist, and I got into art because of a lesbian who babysat me. And since I was 6 years old, I knew what a homosexual was, and I knew that they were people. They just love different people than straight people do, and that's it. That's how my mom said it, you know.
But you say that there is that widespread discrimination in the construction industry.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have half Filipino kids, and you'll have people using derogatory comments about Asians, and you say, hey, what are you saying? And then it's, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Like, it's okay that, you know, now that they know, they'll change who they are. But if it was the exact same situation, and you said, hey, my brother's gay, my sister's gay, then that's not something that they would apologize for. I mean, it's very blatant. And it's very obvious. I mean, the derogatory comments, the language they use. I mean, like I said, you will not find an outwardly open homosexual in the construction business because they won't have a job. People will ostracize them and run them out. And I think it's terrible. And it's one of the reasons I'm no longer in construction. That and the blatant racism against immigrants and everybody else.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's one of the more backwards
Well, that's really sad. It's really sad. It's really, really, really sad to hear.
Yeah.
It is, because people are people. I don't care if you're purple. I don't care if you're green. I don't care if you're a Buddhist, a Muslim. You're a person first. And there's just these people that have decided, you know, for whatever reason, they're going to set you aside into your own little class because of their own ignorance and fear. And it's shameful. And it's one thing we don't tolerate with, you know, my children. I don't tolerate any kind of intolerance. I don't let them make fun of overweight people. I don't let them make, you know, it's not appropriate. I mean, this is the 2000s. Should have gotten over this stuff by now, you know?
Yeah, you would think, but we haven't.
No, we haven't. We haven't. And I did want to say we missed you desperately. We're glad you're on the mend, and we're glad you're back, sir.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You for everything you've done.
Well, you know, I haven't done that much, but I appreciate you being here, and thanks for calling in, and I appreciate the information, too.
You're welcome. You have a great day, sir.
Yeah, you too, Scott. See you later.
Bye.
All right. Anybody else in the construction industry want to talk about that?
Well, you know where there used to be a lot of homophobia? Fire departments. Back in the late 70s when I was still in South Florida, a good friend of mine was Fort Lauderdale.
Professional player. Sports, cops.
Yeah. But, you know, it seems to be less. Do you ever watch that show, Rescue Me, that Dennis Leary show?
Right, yeah. I've seen it.
And, you know, they deal with that, or with homosexuality.
Well, do you think homophobia is lessening, or do you think it's still the same rate it's always been?
I think it's lessening. I think, hopefully, it seems like younger people. Racism, I think, is lessening among younger people, and I hope homophobia is, too.
All right, well, tell us. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Isaiah Washington, Grey's Anatomy, accused of calling T.R. Knight a faggot. And the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation is up in arms about this. And I'm asking you if something should happen to Mr. Washington, and also about what's going on out there as far as homophobia goes, and even, you know, racism and sexism, and whether it's on the rise or if you think it's getting better, how you feel about all of this. 840 fan, if you like the show Grey's Anatomy, will you stop watching it? Because
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights. The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Appliances. In fact, Lowe's has America's largest selection of brand name appliances in stock. And nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's. Let's build something together.
See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more made on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through January 21st, only at the grand opening of Lowe's in Brighton, near the intersection of East Bromley Lane and I-76. See Lowe's of Brighton for special financing details.
8:48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Have you had it with all this snow? And then we got a chance of snow coming up on Saturday night, Sunday, and Sunday night. Now, granted, it's about a 30% chance, but we've got that chance out there. And you say to yourself, I have just got to get an all-wheel drive car. I've got to get a four-wheel drive car. I have got to get a better vehicle. Well, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. There's just no question. Over 650 of those vehicles on the lot, ready to go. And they've got everything you can think of out there, including a Honda Saab, Volkswagen, Nissan, Toyota, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Volkswagen. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Great people out there to help you, too, like Marv Alshear, my buddy Marv, and Spanky Herrera, my buddy, and Fred Labrato, and Gerard Menard. Great people working out there, over 100 employees, whose nose is to the grindstone every single day to help you make sure that your car buying experience is a good one. You can also check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com and pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve and Jason handle that. Go to RockiesAutos.com, see the inventory, check it out, see what Rockies is all about, and then get on down there and pick out the vehicle you want, or go out and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. If this is the time where you've said, I got to get a car to get through the winter, then, you know something? Rockies is the place to go. And every automobile at Rockies has been winterized, so they're in tip-top shape for Colorado winter. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833.
760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here with you, and we're talking about Isaiah Washington and his comments, and he's on Gray's Anatomy, and also about homophobia, racism, and sexism, and just in general in society. Let's go to Jamie in Sterling. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good.
Now, my best friend is gay, and he uses that word all the time. So I think there's kind of a double standard there.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, he'll call his boyfriend, you know, a faggot all the time. It's not, you know, in Sterling, I guess, I assume that it's in other places, too. It has two different meanings. I mean, it's just a slang word. It doesn't mean the same as what people think it means.
Well, the two things I'd say about that is because that goes on doesn't make it right. That's number one. And then number two, Isaiah Washington is not gay and is not in a relationship with this guy Knight. And you could also probably bring up or point out that it would be the tone or how the tone would be used of using the term. I mean, there are a lot of African-Americans who use the N-word, too, but, in my opinion, using the N-word's not right, whether you're black, green, orange, yellow, or white.
Well, I totally understand that. I'm just saying that, you know, people say stuff, but it means, like, different stuff, though, like, in different places.
But derogatory terms are derogatory terms. And the attempt to try to twist them culturally and make them into something that's semi-correct or that is excusable, to me, is just wrong.
Well, I understand that. I think I'm the first person to stand up for homosexual and gay rights. I am. I stick up for, you know, I'm 100%. for them to have the rights because they're people too. I'm just saying that sometimes it's not, you know, in this case it was used incorrectly, I guess, and it's a bad word. It's just that I think some people blow stuff up majorly out of proportion to what it should be. Like, I don't think you should
All right, I'll put it to you this way. You know what? I don't know about your preference in life, but my preference in life is I wouldn't want to hang out with people that talk that way.
Yeah.
Well, no, I believe that, too. It's just that he shouldn't be fired for something like that. And just because he said that word doesn't mean the show's bad. I mean, the show, people in the show,
well,
the directors
wait, wait,
might
wait,
not say.
Wait a minute. All right, so he uses a derogatory term. He uses a term in a derogatory manner towards another coworker. You say he shouldn't be fired. All right, then what should happen to him?
Well, maybe he should get disciplinary action. They should send him to counseling. I mean, he should be educated on the matter, I guess.
Well, I don't find anything wrong with that approach.
No, I think that's perfectly acceptable. But I think, as I said earlier, the producers should take a stand here and say what you did was wrong.
Exactly.
Yes, they should. But I don't think that termination would be the exact, because it's not, if anything, it's just going to make him madder at that particular group of people.
I think if he did it again, if they came out and gave him a reprimand, he did it again, then they'd have grounds to get rid of him.
Well, he's done it twice. He's done it twice. Well, you know what, though? In the end, though, he's only hurting himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That in itself is a degree of punishment, and that he's only hurting himself.
And when everyone was getting angry about the whole, you know, they're saying that the discrimination against that group is so huge. But really, I don't see it that way here and where I live. I mean, most of my friends are gay and out.
Yeah, but you know the problem with that is? You live in Sterling, Colorado. How large is Sterling, Colorado?
I have no idea.
Okay, you can't assess what it is or what it isn't because you haven't talked to every gay and lesbian in Colorado. So we don't know how big or how small it really is. And you don't know everybody in Sterling either.
No, I know. And I know that there's some people that are crazy against it. I had this kid in my class, and he said that he just wanted to put all the gays or homosexuals on the island and shoot them. And I almost got into a fist fight with that kid because, you know, he's talking about my best friend there. And the whole gay and sexual marriage thing, I think that, you know, marriage should be between people who love each other. It shouldn't matter, you know, about sex or anything like that.
Well, I agree 100%. I agree 100% with you. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay, have a good day. All right, we got time to get one more in here. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. You know, I'm sure I'm on the unpopular side of this, too, but I don't agree with him, and I think what he said was wrong, but I think that we need to rely on the strength of our arguments and this smacks a little bit of a thought police kind of thing, and I think this is something where we need to win on the strength of our arguments. We don't need to punish him or be punitive. We need to teach him, inform him, and mean that the strength of your argument is
the strength of your punishment. The only problem there is the strength of your argument has nothing to do with when you're in the workplace. That's number one. You have no argument, number one, when you're in the workplace. You have to adhere to the rules, and most employers in the workplace would not permit this kind of behavior. And number two, those people who watch this show, who may object to his behavior, have every right in the world to turn around and say, well, you know something, screw him. I'm not watching the show because I'm not going to support him. I mean, it's not a matter of strength of argument. It's a matter of you don't, in the United States of America, in this day and age, both under most employers' guidelines and under federal law, you don't conduct yourself in that manner. And if you do conduct yourself in that manner, then there are going to be punitive measures because most employers, I would say 99.5% of them, don't want this kind of activity going on in the workplace. You're not there in the workplace to create that kind of environment. You're in the workplace to produce. Boy, don't I sound managerial. I'll be resigning this job. I'll be resigning this job and moving to market manager of Clear Channel starting next week.
Please, no.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-804-9956. That's 800-804-9956. For your free consultation, call now. 800-804-9956.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
Devlin, how do you wish to plead to this matter?
I'm not guilty.
Michael Devlin, within the past 2 hours, answering to charges in the kidnapping of 13-year-old Ben Ownby. With more on the story, here's CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula in Union, Missouri.
The arraignment, which was done by a secure video hookup from the county jail, was very brief, just 4 minutes. Michael Devlin showed no emotion as he pleaded not guilty to a charge of kidnapping 13-year-old Ben Ownby nearly 2 weeks ago. Wearing an orange J.O. jumpsuit, Devlin stood there looking at the camera, his hands folded in front of him at his waist.
Now, the prosecutor claims Devlin has confessed to kidnapping the youth. Devlin has also been charged with the abduction of Sean Hornbeck 4 years ago, and authorities say he may have been involved in the kidnapping of a third youth. But for decades, he made the powerful, the politically and socially connected wince and readers laugh. Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Art Buchwald has died after a long period of declining health. Buchwald once told CBS News virtually no one was spared his barbs.
I'm one of the few people who has a license to make fun of their own.
CBS News correspondent Mike Wallace knew Buchwald for 50 years.
He wanted to make people laugh. He wanted to make people think. He was kind. He was gentle. He was funny. They don't come more interesting or better than Art Buchwald.
Buchwald was 81. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is facing some tough questions this morning during testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. His appearance follows the administration's about-face on allowing a secret court to oversee the controversial warrantless wiretapping program. And it's not just about wiretaps today. Gonzalez is being grilled by Chairman Patrick Leahy over whether the government's looking into Americans' mail.
As far as I know, there is no ongoing physical searches of mail under the authorization.
There hasn't been?
And there, to my knowledge, there hasn't been any kind of authorization.
Would you know if there was?
I suspect that I would know, sir. Yes, sir.
A security breach that could affect millions of customers. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
The company that owns TJ Maxx, Home Goods, and Marshalls is getting out the word.
This intrusion involves portions of our computer network.
About the computer system hacked late last year, compromising customer information. Computer security analyst Robert Siciliano.
Generally, you should be fine. I would still go about your lives and not worry about it, but pay close attention to credit card statements.
The stores have customer alert information on their web pages. Nick?
Now, this marks a sea change in distributing computer operating systems. Microsoft is going to allow downloads of its new Windows Vista and Office 2007 software. It's usually loaded onto PCs or available on disk. CBS News tech consultant Larry Maggot says downloading takes patience and a lot of time.
The problem with downloading Vista is that it's an enormous file, 3.2 gigabytes. To put that into context, it would take a typical broadband user about 5 hours to download it.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 15, the NASDAQ off 24. This is CBS News.
Buying a used car can be filled with pitfalls, but there's one sure way to avoid stumbling. Buy a Honda-certified used car. Only well-maintained late-model Hondas are eligible. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus now, you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Feeling a little more sure-footed, aren't we? Honda certified used cars. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Office Max, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The search resumes today for any more victims of that big fire at a Springs apartment complex that injured 31 people and claimed at least two lives. A 36-year-old man is under arrest, suspicion of first-degree arson and first-degree murder. Firefighters have found two bodies in the rubble so far. State lawmakers backing a proposal that would allow the state to negotiate to buy cheaper generic drugs than sell them to eligible residents through pharmacies. The program's aimed at people who earn too much money to qualify for Medicaid but can't afford health insurance. A state Senate panel has taken a step toward joining the movement to bypass the Electoral College and award the presidency to the winner of the nationwide popular vote. The panel has tentatively approved a measure that would give Colorado's 9 electoral votes to the nationwide winner of the popular vote if other states also join in. And Colorado Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo has hired a former Christian Coalition leader to manage his presidential campaign in New Hampshire, the state with the first primary. Tancredo naming Shelley Usinski to oversee his efforts there. Usinski's former head of the New Hampshire Christian Coalition and was a key supporter of former presidential candidate Pat Buchanan. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we do have a few late morning issues. Southbound 25 at Yale had a crash there involving a flatbed. Looks like they're both off on the right shoulder. Westbound I-70 at I-25 got a new problem there and did still have some slowing on westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike from Church Ranch to Sheridan. That was from an earlier issue.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Could be wrong.
It's after 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 27, J. Marvin, John M., and it's good to have you along. And it's a 9 o'clock hour, which means open phones. Anything you want to talk about, anything that's on your mind at all, we're willing to get into. 303-713-7600. We'll even...
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-
303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
No, he's waiting to get in the other studio.
Oh, good.
All right, let's fill these phones up. 303-713-7600. It's not like we got 50 watts here, so let's get it together. Get off your moons. And make this thing happen. I know there's a lot of stuff you want to talk about. And you know what? There's a ton of you who do this to me. Send me emails about, why don't you talk about this? And how come you didn't talk about this? Well, you know what? Between 9 and 10 o'clock, you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Show some initiative. And guess what? Tomorrow, being Friday, it's 4 hours of anything you want to talk about.
Friday morning free-for-all?
No, we don't use that.
Yeah, that's kind of cliche-ish.
Yeah, that's like saying... That's like saying, you ever hear guys on the air who do this? There's guys who do this, man. And this cracks me up. We'll be right back right after this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where are you going? You know, where are you going?
Maybe he's going down to his car to heat it up.
Yeah, where are you going? You go outside and smoke a blunt? What are you doing? What are you doing, man? We'll be right back right after this.
Yeah, you remember the old days when the
let's
old
top 40. Let's take a break.
Remember the top 40 jocks that were the pukers?
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call them, the inside lingo. They were
but you know what? But let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Let's take a trip to the bank.
What's a break? Hey, I'm going to go down the street here to Whataburger, and I'll be back in a few minutes, okay? You guys just carry on without me. I'm not listening to the rest of the show. Jeez. Okay, there's no standards in this business anymore. Let me go to Kim and, no, I'm sorry, Lydia in Boulder, who's been hanging on longer. Lydia, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jay and John.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing good.
I want to tell you my 92-year-old mother has loved you since you were in Chicago.
Oh, will you tell her thank you so much?
I do, and I tell her, I give her updates. I give her the Jay updates every week.
Oh, tell her thank you.
Yeah. I'm very passionate about your last hour subject.
All right, then go ahead.
I think words are very, very important. My husband and I don't tolerate prejudice at all. Our son had gone to a small private schools for a long time because of some learning disabilities. He's in public school and started coming home and using the, you know, that word that the Grey's Anatomy guy used. And we were like, no, you are not using that word. He says that he gets called that all the time. You know, everybody uses that in high school, and we don't tolerate it, so he stopped using it. Now, I don't believe in tolerating this kind of behavior. I believe that some action should be made. I think it should be just told. We don't tolerate this. You don't do it. That's your warning. I really think, and, you know, and it's too bad he's in the public eye, and there's many people that aren't. I just think that we have to start educating. Words are very, very hurtful. They're powerful. I agree with you. The N word, whew, never ever use that. I cringe when black comedians use that. I cringe when anyone uses it. I think it's wrong. I think it just keeps people down, even if. They say, well, that's okay. Well, you know, we can use it and you can't. But I think it's mentally and subconsciously it goes in there and it keeps people down. And one more thing, and that is that I really want to speak out against the last, I think it's one of the last prejudices people are, you know, completely tolerate, and that is prejudice against overweight people. I have a friend who is legally blind. She's been a diabetic since 7. And she is overweight, and people treat her like she's ignorant, and she's not. She's one of the smartest people I know, and it hurts me. I'm overweight, and I don't see that. I pretty much create my own reality here in Boulder.
Well, I mean, how much overweight are you? Do you mind me asking?
I'm about 30 pounds.
Well, it's not very funny.
No,
it's like nothing.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. It affects me. I mean, men never look at me anymore. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, an older broad. But it affects me, and it does affect me. Well, you know how it affects people. I mean, 30 pounds isn't a lot, but according to the doctors, I'm morbidly obese.
Well, the worst thing about being overweight, here's the worst thing about being overweight. I mean, from my perspective.
Mm-hmm. It's probably mine, too.
I never cared what other people thought about me.
Mm-hmm.
The part that got me was, and the thing that made me make the move that I made, which was to go to Dr. Snyder, who's a wonderful man, and get gastric bypass, is that I went in one day, and both of my doctors said to me, you better do something, because it's threatening your health. And, you know, I was always one of these people that thought, well, hell, you know, you're going to die at 80 anyway, or you're going to die at 70 anyway, or what difference does it make? And so it's, you know, the quality of life, not the quantity, and blah, 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 and on and on and on. And you get into all of that. But, you know, then I realized that all of us, I don't want to say all of us, but I would say a good majority of us, we have people who love and care and depend upon us in some way or another, either emotionally, financially, maybe both, and you've got friends who care about you. So the end result is that destroying yourself is the most selfish act you can ever commit. Plus, on top of that, being overweight, you don't feel good.
Right.
And you don't feel good 90% of the time. So I made the decision to do that. And I think that if you're morbidly obese and you've tried to lose weight and you can't do it, I think people should consider looking at either this or lap band. If you smoke, you should quit. If you drink and it's harming your life, stop. If you're using drugs and it's harming your life, stop. Because none of us are an island unto ourselves. And I've lost a lot of weight so far in 3 weeks, and I feel better than I've ever felt.
And I am so glad about that. I had sent you an email. I have friends, and I work in weight loss industry, and I have friends that have had GBS, and I don't believe any of them have done it lightly, nor do I believe it's an easy way. Yes, you do drop the pounds, but at some point...
It's not easy.
I don't think it's easy at all, and I can lose weight, but there's that whole layer of emotions that go in.
Well, then then you should see somebody and work those layers out.
Well, you know, Jay, I would like to be able to afford that, but also for me it's a journey. My weight loss is a journey, and I'm better than I've ever been, and I know stuff, but I have to tell you, I'm a sweet addict, and I'm fine. I was telling my ladies this, that if I told you I was going to go home and smoke some crack, you wouldn't go, oh, that's great, Lydia, just put the pipe down tomorrow. But what people don't realize, for me, it's just very individual. This is my thing, that if I said, oh, I'm going to go home and have a little bit of birthday cake, they would probably all say, oh, you know, Lydia, that's fine, and then tomorrow don't have any birthday cake. But once I have that little bit of birthday cake or sweets or cookies, then it opens the door for me to go crazy. And
then you have to find some way around it.
Well, actually,
you know, John could talk to you about addiction.
Yeah,
John's an ex-alcoholic.
You know, it's funny because when you're in your teens and your 20s and even your 30s, there's a certain sense you're bulletproof.
Exactly.
You can eat tremendous quantities. You can drink. You can take drugs. You can, you know, remember, we used to live by the old Nietzsche, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. But you start getting there in your upper 30s and your 40s, and suddenly, as Jay said, the quality of life starts deteriorating. And pretty soon you're looking at what W.C. Fields used to refer to as the man in the white nightgown. You know, your death all of a sudden starts having discernible features. And
all right, so but let me cut to the chase with you. You have ex-alcoholic. Okay, so you were addicted to alcohol.
Recovering. You're never an ex.
All right. You're recovering, so how did you stop drinking?
Just the fear of death.
You quit one day cold?
Well, I had been trying to quit for about 4 years. And then finally that I had what we call that moment of clarity. And that was it.
Right, well, but you can quit drinking. You cannot stop eating.
But you know what, though? You're right. You cannot stop eating, but you can switch the choices on what you have.
Oh, most definitely. And I'd say I'm at 95% of switching the choices. And what I've found help with is Overeaters Anonymous, because what I told them the first meeting that I went to was that here I thought I had a family of origin where alcoholics run rampant. And I thought, gee, I escaped that all my life. I thought, you know, God, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a druggie. You know, I'm really, really wonderful. But I struggle with weight, never 30 pounds, you know, maybe 10 before. And, you know, so over the years now it's 30. But I didn't escape the addictions. And the addictions are emotional. I guess we're on a whole other topic, but the core of it is emotions, and also some addictions. If alcoholics is a disease, I do believe overeating can be a disease.
Yeah, there is brain chemistry.
There is
brain chemistry.
Well, and the thing is that Lydia, I suffer from it too. The only difference is that now physically the way my stomach is constructed.
Right.
That if I give into it, I get a nice punishment. I'm ill.
Yeah.
I'm really sick.
Which will actually, I was just reading about this in last month's Oprah, is that it will actually change the chemistry because you're getting a punishment. You're no longer receiving pleasure.
You know, the other weird thing, too, is all that stuff that I liked doesn't appeal to me anymore.
Well, once you're off of it, this is it. This is why I can now say my sweet is an addiction, because once I'm off of it, I don't want it. But if I have a bad day, and I'm learning to change this behavior, but if I have a stressful day, if I'm at a party and maybe a little stressful and there's some sweets there and I eat that, then I want more. But if I'm off of it, I'm good. That's why I liken it to the crack pipe.
Yep, it's a struggle. Lydia, love you.
Have a good one. Love you too. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, the first time I went to the doctor's office after the surgery, I had a can of this protein shake, which you're supposed to drink because you can't eat.
Yeah,
you know, you can only eat very little soft food. I'm still at that stage, and a bottle of water, and I had too much right in the doctor's office, and staggered out of Dr. Snyder's office into the restroom. And was in there like a junkie.
Oh, my Lord.
It was awful.
Oh.
It was awful. Well, I learned my lesson.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
drink those milkshake-type proteins deal. So now I switched to this liquid isopure or whatever it is, and now I don't have any trouble with it. You know, I don't have any trouble at all.
Trial and error.
Yeah, but my stomach is about the size of a thimble, man. And you can't put much in there, baby, I'm telling you. I just started having shrimp last night. Pureed shrimp. Only an ounce of.
Regency Days are on now at Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder. See their great sale prices on all Regency Fireplace products. And for a limited time, with the purchase of a Regency wood or gas stove, insert or fireplace, save $300. Sale ends February 19th, so hurry in today. Remember, that's Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder at 2840 28th Street. Or call 303-442-7980. Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder, 303-442-7980.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Energy Hog to team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
It just like we fought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
New washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Non-programmable. I repeat, non-programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's National toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
Lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. Mary and I were involved in medical malpractice. You've got to be very, very careful about the attorney you choose when it comes to this. So I recommend you go to Mike Turner, 303-300-1661.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Go get a Bob.
No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
I love him. 9:26, 26 minutes after 9, mostly sunny. Hot day 27.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming, who's going, who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout. And that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. it's a heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
To the other end of the spectrum, you know, so I pushed
right.
her, you know, I wanted her to have tolerance for everyone, and now I see it. I mean, that's not something they sit around and discuss with among their group.
So they're not into it.
Right, and hopefully, you know, a lot of parents are doing the same things. You know, we may still have some of the holdouts, but I'm hoping, you know, in this day and time, this is just unacceptable behavior. Perhaps a public apology from this man. I don't know, but I think he got in a fight with another guy on the show.
Yeah, he got in a fight with this guy, this T.R. Knight or whatever his name is, who he accused of being, he used the homophobic.
Not only that, I think I was watching Oprah one day, and he had gotten a fight with the the doctor, the cute one.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen the show, so I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, there was some type of problem. I think he has just a personality behavioral problem. You know, it seems like he wants to fight with everybody, and he's the king of the land. But, I mean, you know, you're on the job. That isn't supposed to be tolerated in any workplace environment.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. And you know what else, too? The people who own the rights to the show and the people who employ him could claim, well, I was at the Golden Globes when this happened and I wasn't at work. But they could claim, well, you were there, but you're representing us.
Well, you know what? Blah, blah, blah from him. Who cares what he has to say? He's wrong. So it doesn't matter where you are, you're representing. And you have to uphold some type of higher ground. So I just wanted to call and say that. And thank you, Jay, and I'm glad you're doing well.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it. Love you. Thank you so much.
All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Let's go to David in Denver. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Good morning, John. Okay, a couple thoughts here. You know, my employer, if I were just to start rattling off, you know, a bunch of derogatory terms, whether it's sexist, whether it's lifestyle choice, or whether it's ethnic, I would be fired. I mean, probably by the end of the day, I would be out of a job. And, I mean, and that notwithstanding, I mean, bigoted ways are not ways that I espouse. But, you know, but sometimes I find myself, you know, not so much disparaging remarks, but taking on disparaging, I guess I don't know how to say this to describe. You know,
having negative feelings toward certain people?
Well, no, not so much negative feelings, but using a person's lifestyle choices as the butt of my jokes. You know,
well, I think everybody, but I think that's kind of, while it's not really, it shouldn't be acceptable and it's not good. I think we're human beings, so we all backslide and get into that, and then you got to turn around and remind yourself that, gee, I wouldn't want somebody to do that about me.
Absolutely, and so yeah, and that's exactly right. Backsliding is a good term for it. Another thing that kind of comes to mind, and I really wish that the Philadelphia Eagles would have progressed through the playoffs, perhaps into the Super Bowl, because it would have been really interesting for somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who had some borderline disparaging remarks about an African American quarterback. It would have been really hilarious to see a Hispanic quarterback in Jeff Garcia proceed through the playoffs and potentially win a Super Bowl. I was pulling for Philly, just, you know, one, because I'm Hispanic myself, but and it would have been really cool to see a Hispanic quarterback do something. But two, politically, because I would have loved to see what Rush Limbaugh would have had to say about a Hispanic quarterback excelling as well as a black quarterback.
He would have found something to say. But you know,
but
I'll tell you something. I got the ultimate. I think I have the ultimate answer about Limbaugh.
But.
Okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people listen to and or believe him. And here's the reason. And I asked a guy on the air this once, who was one of his listeners, and he couldn't answer me. If you had a guy in your family who had been married four times, had been accused of buying drugs on phony scripts, so it had a drug problem, gone into rehab, okay, and done all of those things. And he's at your family Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, you forgot the fact it got nailed with Viagra coming back from a
Well, that's okay, because that's okay. That's legal.
Yeah, but coming back from a nation where child prostitution is rampant.
Well, but we don't know about that. That's not...
Yeah,
you,
but...
You know, we don't know about that. That's not the point. The point is what you can prove. Okay, so he's had all these things go on. And if he's at your family dinner, your Thanksgiving dinner, is he the relative you're going to sit down and ask how to guide your life and ask for advice from? Or are you going to go to the relative who has a stable marriage, has been married a long time, is financially successful, is happy? Who are you going to go to?
Yeah, I love the
So if you wouldn't listen to him about those kinds of things, why would you go to him about anything else?
I love the way you think out of the box. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful way of looking at it.
See, David, I mean, why would you? I mean, is that the kind of person you'd ask, you know,
no.
advice for?
No. No, and no, I wouldn't. I mean, you know, it's, but you know, I guess he has a way of communicating to people that, that if you're on the fence and you don't have an opinion, he sounds intelligent enough that he can give you an opinion.
Well, because, not, because I think part of it is nobody's ever challenged him on that.
Yeah, that's true, you know, and there's a guy in my office that, you know, when he starts running off his rhetoric, he sounds just like Limbaugh, and you know, I mean, I think Randy Rhodes sometimes is over the top and a little bit way on the left, but you know, she's got some good points. But the thing that I find is sometimes I'm rattling off and I'm sounding just like Randy Rhodes, and so you know, or J. Marvin, given the audience, you know. But I don't know. It's just kind of going back to the ethnic point and everything. You know, if it were I that would say something like that, I would be fired. If it were I that said something disparaging to someone ethnically, or lifestyle choice, or you know, now the added discrimination point of weight, if I were off the clock and at a sales seminar. I would be fired on the spot. It's just, you know, why do we have to give people in the public eye a different set of criteria that we get? You know, we have to hold them to a standard because, you know, these are the people that our children are looking up to in some respects. These are the people that even adults mimic. I mean, you see people, you know, I go to the bar every now and then and hang out with friends and, What's the deal with all these women trying to look like Paris Hilton?
You know, well, you're right. They're media figures, and people have a tendency to ape and copy what media figures do. Dave, I got to run, but you know what? I'm glad you called, and I hope you'll call again.
I will, man. Thanks.
Okay, take care. So 9:37, 37 minutes after 9. You people.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
OxyContin, you people.
My friend!
Oh, and he's got... He's got the hearing thing too because of the OxyContin. He's got the two hearing deals back there.
Yeah, he.
You know, I mean, it's like, wait, you're going to go to him to ask him about something? I mean, what the hell? Okay, fine. Make sure you know who you're getting your advice from.
Your crazy uncle Rush.
You know, Royal Rushbo. What was that you said? I don't have my thing plugged in. Let's go to Gina with traffic.
All right, we have a three-car wreck north on 25 at Downing. It's off on the right-hand shoulder, but it is causing some curiosity slowing. And one still being cleared eastbound I-70 approaching Pecos. That was involving an ambulance. Otherwise, looks like traffic's getting back to normal. You want to expect some possible lane restrictions today along C-470 either direction from Wadsworth to Broadway, but only until about 3:30. Weather today, partly cloudy, chilly, high of 30, right now fair and 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings in nursing, physical therapy, sonography.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Your pets, and most of us do. Ben, you know what? You got to get involved with Purina One. See the healthy difference Purina One can make in your pet. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Don't wait. Call today. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
Regency Days are on now at Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder. See their great sale prices on all Regency fireplace products. And for a limited time, with the purchase of a Regency wood or gas stove, insert or fireplace, save $300. Sale ends February 19th, so hurry in today. Remember, that's Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder at 2840 28th Street or call 303-442-7980. Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder, 303-442-7980.
Life doesn't stand still, and neither does Lowe's. That's why we're celebrating the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. And right now, you can get free delivery on all appliances of $397 or more. Also, receive a $5 per gallon manufacturer's mail-in rebate when you purchase up to 5 gallons of American Tradition interior or exterior paint. All this only at our newest store. Lowe's is the only place you'll find everything for your home, from Mohawk Premier Living Carpet to Top Choice Lumber to DeWalt Power Tools to Whirlpool Appliances. In fact, Lowe's has America's largest selection of brand name appliances in stock, and nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more made on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through January 21st, only at the grand opening of Lowe's in Brighton, near the intersection of East Bromley Lane and I-76. See Lowe's of Brighton for special financing details.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Right down.
9:41.
All for your feet.
19 minutes away from the top of the hour. These, when I was a very young kid, they would call this race music. That's true. It was not considered rock and roll. It was considered race music. Mostly sunny. High today, 27. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. And the older I get, the more I love older music. I just want to hear a whole ton of it. And you know the best place to get it? YouTube. They got all kinds of videos of older groups in there. Somebody, a friend of mine, sent me Van Morrison and them doing Gloria live off of YouTube. Some, you know, it was Van Morrison when he had to be like 20, 21. It's probably like 1965 or whatever.
Awesome. Hey, if you could find the Seeds doing Hey Joe on there, you can pretty much find just about anything.
The Leaves, you mean?
Or the Leaves, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it was like a French television show or something.
Classic. Yeah, some of that old school music stuff they have on there is just priceless.
You know, it's really great. The clips they have on there are James Brown. Like at the Tammy show and stuff is absolutely just fantastic.
You know, I was digging around the other day, and I actually found, you know, it's not as old going back to, you know, what you're talking about, but I was looking for what my favorite band, Widespread Panic, was on Conan O'Brien, like in 1994.
and I just vaguely remembered seeing it. Googled YouTube, you know, widespread panic on Conan O'Brien. Bam, right there and found it. So, I mean, you can find anything there. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I love it. It's my favorite place on the web. Let's go to George on Capitol Hill. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay and John.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Hey, man, thanks.
Yeah, good to have you back. Anyhow, I kind of think, I don't agree with what Isaiah Washington said, but, you know, I think you people are kind of being hard on him. You know, I'm down at the state legislature now, and no legislators are interested in introducing a bill for full civil rights for gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transgenders. And, you know, Angie Piccioni did an excellent job of pushing this issue and fighting for this issue. But those of us who supported her to get the position of the executive director of the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, we're wondering if she was penalized for being stronger on this bill than Governor Ritter. He really didn't support full civil rights for gays and lesbians.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I can't answer those questions.
Well, he didn't.
But I don't think that is anything. I mean, I think it's, you know, to get back to the Isaiah Washington situation, I don't think we're being too hard on him at all. He's a public figure, and a lot of people see him, and he's got a certain responsibility, and he's got a certain responsibility, too, to that show and also the people he works for. And I don't think that those people, you know, want that on their backs. Do you?
I agree that he shouldn't. But he's only an actor. Governor Ritter is a governor.
You know what though? But you know what though? In some cases, actors are bigger than governors.
Well, they shouldn't be.
Well, they are. I mean, this is America. I mean, this is the way the system works. But, I mean, more people watch American Idol than vote.
But I think I have a point. The legislators down here, including Jennifer Viega, who
well,
I voted
have,
for.
But you may have a great point about all of that, but your point about letting Isaiah Washington off the hook.
I didn't say let him off the hook.
You know, or that we're being too hard on him.
I didn't say let him off the hook. I don't agree with it.
We're being too hard on him because he's an actor. I find that to be really like a lame argument.
Well, I think it's a lame argument that people of this state didn't support gay rights. How about talking about them and criticizing them?
I have.
I know you have. Let's start again.
I have numerous times.
I know you have. That's why I'm calling you.
This is open phones, and you can talk about it all you want.
That's why.
But the fact is, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Before we move on to what you're talking about, you know, when you call and you make a statement.
I made a statement.
And you made a statement about, well, he's only an actor, and we're being too hard on him. I cry foul. I think you're wrong.
Okay. Let's be hard on these legislators.
See, you're an agenda-driven guy. That's true.
Well, of course I am. Well, so are you.
Yeah, but your agenda, you're so hard agenda-driven that you can't see the other.
I see your side.
You can't see the other fold in the book.
I see your side, Jay.
But
I'm saying, let's criticize the legislators.
The other page in the book started by talking about Isaiah Washington.
Yes.
And what you want to do is you want to dismiss that as being.
I don't want to dismiss it.
You want to dismiss that. As being irrelevant and move on to what your agenda is, which is the governor and legislators. Yeah, well, then what do you mean?
I do not want to dismiss it.
Why did you make the statement that we're being too hard on him, he's only an actor?
I'm saying he's an actor, and it's open phones, and I have a point of view, and Angie Piccioni can't.
And I have a right to dispute that point of view, and I'm asking you why it is. Why did you make that statement that we're being too hard on him and he's only an actor?
I'm saying Angie Piccioni.
I want to answer the question.
Well, you didn't answer my question.
No, I want to answer the question. Why did you make the statement? You know why you made it? Because you're dismissive of it. That's
no,
why.
No, I'm not dismissive. My record is stronger than yours on gay rights.
Oh, now we're going to have like a duel on whose record is stronger on gay rights.
Why not?
Okay. You know what? Because that's an evasion of the question I asked you.
No, I'm not evading it. You're evading it, Jay.
You're evading the question I asked
you. You're evading it, Jay.
Oh, so now your response to that is just to repeat what I've said.
No, I'm not just...
Okay, fine. I can get a monkey to do that. A little wind-up doll to go back and repeat everything I say.
The little symbols.
Or let's act like we're 13 years old. You said it. No, you said it. You said it. I mean, of course the governor and of course the legislature and of course all of that stuff is important.
Yeah.
But the deal is, George, your agenda elitist driven, so you go like, well, Isaiah Washington's an actor and you're being too hard.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses? Then let computer superheroes come to your rescue. Computer superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support. By phone or in person, hardware or software, no task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
I was a lot like like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-330. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Work very, very hard to take care of you. And that's really what they're all about. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan or check out the inventory. And if you want to pre-qualify for a car loan, Steve and Jason take care of that. That's Rockies Autos, put an S on there, .com, or go see them in person. They're a family-owned, operated business, been that way since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, no better place to buy a vehicle. Boy, the car that we got there just performed and has performed magnificently this winter, and if that sounds like something you need to do, then Rockies is the place to go. Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah. 9:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 27. Under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin, John M. Open phones. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? You know, the deal with that last caller was, the message inherent there was, okay, yeah, the Isaiah Washington thing is bad, but what I have to say is more relevant than that. And here's what it, and that's what that whole thing was. And I wouldn't just want to go letting get away with that.
I walked back in here, and, you know, that's about the most ballistic I've seen you in the 4 days I've been working with you.
Well, I mean, we get callers who do that occasionally.
Yeah.
Well, never mind what you're talking about. Let me tell you what the real problem is. And blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, but hold on a minute. They're both problems. Yeah. And they should both be taken seriously. Here's Joyce in Lafayette. Joyce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Joyce. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're back, Jay.
Thanks.
You have no idea. It was hard listening to somebody else.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to say, in defense of Governor Ritter was very supportive to gay rights. He supported referendum I, and as far as Angie, I love Angie. I, you know, did whatever I could for Angie. I don't live in her area. But Governor Ritter has surrounded himself with the brightest and the best, and I think that people need to give him a chance. I mean, the Archbishop was all over him in the Rocky Mountain News yesterday.
Well, the Archbishop is hypocritical because I would say to the Archbishop, do you think that you and the rest of the public would have the same response if we had a Muslim governor and an imam made those comments?
Right.
About how you better adhere to the Quran?
Exactly. So, I mean, I respect what the caller said, but I totally, totally disagree with him about Governor Ritter. I worked in his office as a volunteer, and I know what the man is made of, and he's going to be a great governor.
Oh, I agree. I back him 100%. I think he's off to a marvelous start, and he's a marvelous human being.
Yeah. And you just stay well, will you, please?
Yeah, well, I'm trying.
Okay, because we guys love you out here.
Well, thanks, Joyce. You're the best.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Let's go to Patrick in Denver. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm sorry to end your show. I've been trying to call you off and on. I'm glad to hear you're back.
Thanks.
I'm wondering about this whole immigration thing and why it's such a big deal to let people in the country. You know, I look at you guys had a guy call about gays in the last few minutes. I mean, I'd much rather die for one gay American than die for one guy that's illegal that snuck over the border. I mean,
Why would you have to die for either?
Well, what I'm saying to you is if there was a war or whatever, I mean, to protect our brothers, the people that we live with in the country, make more sense, our brothers and sisters, than taking care of people that aren't in the country. I don't understand. I'm trying to...
What are you trying to understand? I mean, I think most people would agree that coming here illegally is wrong, that we need to work out some kind of a system so that people can do it legally and that we have the kind of border security that we need. The trouble is there's too much extremism tossed into the brew and into the argument, and we can't get people to sit down and come up with a workable, practical plan because there is all this hysteria and craziness going on. And
what do you mean by extremism?
Like David Schultheis, for instance, when the Hispanic family there had the auto accident, and the first thing he inquires of is, are they legal?
Okay, on the other side of it, there are Hispanics every day without insurance that get Americans with insurance.
But wait a minute. But
it's true, though, Mr. Marvin. I know people that have lost their homes.
Patrick, that doesn't mean that every person with an Hispanic last name is an illegal anymore. Hear me out. Any more than it means that I can go get the Denver Police Department and show you white Americans who commit burglaries, and that does not mean that every white American should be questioned about committing burglaries. The fact of the matter is there is too much racism and extremism mixed up in it, and that kind of stuff is what I'm talking about, or the extreme statements that people like Tom Tancredo and others make.
So what about the black people? I have never seen a group of people that have been put upon in my life, and now they're being put upon again because all of a sudden, Hispanics are more important than blacks.
Says who?
says the whole Democratic Party.
Okay, who in the Democratic Party has made that
statement? They're not doing anything.
No, wait a minute. Excuse me. You just made a statement. No, hold
okay,
it, buddy. You just made a statement. Then back it up.
Let me talk.
Name a name.
The entire Democratic Party.
All right,
starting with Mrs. Pelosi on the way all the way down.
Name a statement.
They do not want to do anything.
When and where? When and where did she make the statement?
They want to grant rights
to
illegals.
Yeah, that's my thought. When and where did she make that statement?
That's a nice joke.
When and where? Yeah, goodbye. Okay. Well, you know what? Hey, this is the radio show where you can call up and make any statement and never have to back it up. Okay? Patrick, call me tomorrow and back up your statements about Pelosi, back up your statements about the Democratic Party, and if you can't back them up, then you know something? Do yourself a service and do some...
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.